What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Game Over Greggy Show. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the fanciest producer slash seducer ever. Look at this outfit, Nick Scarpino.
How are you, Greg? He doesn't even know where he got it.
I do know where I got it.
It feels good, too.
AG.
Oh, AG. I thought you were making that up.
No. It's a real store.
Yeah. What is AG? What is that?
AG is generally a jean, like a designer jean brand, but they make other clothing apparel as well. And for whatever reason, they're expensive. But for whatever reason, they fit me perfectly in the shoulders. And
you look great.
Thank you. This is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, I like it.
Over here at Tim Gettys.
Let Tim host. This shirt brings me a lot of duress because if it's a fancy jean place, I might need to look into this. The jeans have betrayed me, you guys.
Oh, no.
I don't
wear their jeans. I should clarify. I don't like the way the jeans fit.
I'm a Levi's guy.
Now, this is AEG, the financial form?
No, AG. It stands for Ariana Goldschmidt.
Damn it.
So Ariana Grande.
That's what I was hoping
very
for.
Cute.
I've been wearing the same pair of jeans, the 5'11 commuters, for 7 years, I want to say. And every time, like, I usually rotate two different pairs of them. And eventually, like, they always get holes, blow out. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Time to get the next one. I'd go back and buy them. They're a little bit more expensive than the cheap ones, like the normal
5'11s. You're still sub-$100, though, right?
Exactly, yeah. I think they were like $90 total.
Why the commuters? Are they the ones where you roll up your cuff and they got the reflective tape on it?
Commuters are the one with the reflective tape for biking. But, obviously, I don't care about that. It's double-crotched, and so they last a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
And it's spandex, 2% spandex.
It's got the stretchy in it. Got a little stretchy
pants.
So
there's a lot more stretch. A lot more stretch than normal jeans.
And let me tell you, once you've worn stretchy pants and you go back to normal denim, oh, it sucks.
You can't go back.
You feel like you're in a fucking prison of denim. It's terrible.
Yeah. And I love these jeans so much. They're the perfect wash. I love the colors. And the thing is, the stitching is premium. And I appreciate all
this. Premium. Double stitch.
Premium stitching, where it's like the colors of it, I really like how it looks. Discontinued. The commuter run still goes. The Indigo Raw, gone. They replaced it with a bunch of bullshit. I'm totally not down. And these are blown the fuck out. You guys might have noticed walking behind me on the stairs. You can see a lot of things down there that you shouldn't be looking at.
Joey, you're no longer allowed to walk behind him. I can't deal with that.
Also, Joey, you probably should just stop coming to this office.
You guys would just see me undies and they'd be fantastic.
Hey,
okay. But it's a big problem and I hate this because I don't know how I'm going to solve it.
I love Levi's, but I went away from Levi's a long time ago because they started making... Originally, I used to wear like 5'10s, which were the super skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to 5'11s, which were skinny. But they were skinny...
Slim straight.
Enough. No, there was...
5'11s are slim straight.
They used to be skinny. And then they changed them to slim straight. They don't have a good skinny jean unless it's either painted on or this is not really a skinny jean. So like the ones I'm wearing right now are Levi's, but they're old. And like you see how small they are at the bottom? That's how I like. But I don't want to go Andy skinny where it's like you're wearing jeggings.
Where they're painted on.
Where they're just like maybe they're leggings, maybe they're... Stand up, Andy. Show people your calves.
Get in there and show them what you got you're working with. These aren't chinos. These aren't even jeans, right?
Are you wearing pants though, bro? Those pants?
I mean, they're denim.
You're so
they're
fancy.
Not denim. That is not
that's
denim.
That's a pant material.
There is no fucking universe where that's denim.
It's a big tear down there.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Let me see.
Oh, Tim. Jeez, here's my question to you, Greg.
Yeah.
How long do you think you've had a pair of jeans for? Like, what's the longest pair of jeans you've had? How long have you worn?
Fuck.
10 years, maybe?
No, God, no. I blow them out like that, too.
I have never blown the crotch out of my pants. Really? Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
You must not gain weight in your thighs, yeah.
No, I think it's just because I always have 5 to 6 pairs of jeans that I rotate.
Oh, no, I never
see,
do.
I don't.
That's clutch.
Remember when I moved to this monochromatic look where I just wear the black jeans?
I love
jeans?
It.
It's because I blew out my final pair of blue jeans and never bought more blue jeans.
Were those
jeans.
The ones that I bought with you that one time when we started doing that show up at noon?
I had updated them since then. You did. You are the reason that I started like wearing nicer things because you took me out to get fucking clothes one day.
It was fun.
At Levi's, yeah. And it wasn't even for up at noon. We went out for that Scott Lowe shoot.
The tech thing. That was so fun, but it was the first time I remember thinking, this is what it must be like having a child. Because Greg was like, what do you think of those jeans? He's like, I don't know. I don't like any of this. I want to go home. I'm like,
this is why I like bombfell.com/kindoffunny. They just send me the clothes and I put them on.
I don't like their jeans, though. I'm going to be real.
I got some good jeans.
I'm very picky with jeans, and it sucks.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
I send them back because I don't like them. I'm okay. Yeah. I've done 2 rounds. I don't like it, and they take it back. No bust, no coconuts, none of that shit. But these Levi's are fucking me real hard, man. And they had some replacement ones. I just got them. I don't like them. I'm taking them back.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I just know what to do. I'm going to wear these until...
Just go get different Levi's.
I bought black ones. I have other jeans. These are my fucking go-tos, though.
Time to switch it up, man.
No, man. No.
Go back to JNCO's. Remember JNCO jeans?
I do.
Let's go super baggy for you.
I was going to go Jabot.
Anyways, back to this shirt. I love the pattern.
Thank you.
I love the textile. No, I don't think of it. The texture of it there. I was missing a step there. You just look great.
Thank you.
You're doing another comedy showcase
tonight. Got a show at Cobb's tonight. I'm very excited about that.
You're also nervous, you were saying, in the pre-show.
Yeah, I just get nervous because it's like just a general level of anxiety because I just haven't done it enough. And so I feel like I get that zapped, like, tired feeling, which I slept fine the last couple nights. It's just you have just a base level of anxiety and nervousness and, like, nervous energy going the day of going into the show is at, like, 20% instead of 5% like it normally is. And it just – I got to – it was the same last time when Jeff was here, and Jeff, like, looked over to me and he mid-sentence stopped talking to me because he noticed that I was about to go out. I kind of leaned back, and he just kind of got up and left, and I just napped in my chair for 20 minutes and woke up. I was like, what happened? Jeff, what are we talking about? Where's
just
Jeff?
Punched Andy.
Where's my Jeff time? Came I found Andy's phone. So yeah, but other than that, I'm looking forward to it. And all that stuff goes away the second I walk in the door.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'll walk through the doors, and it'll be like, let's network a little bit. Let's say what's up to the comics and say hello to everyone.
Schmooze.
Try to figure out who runs this place that can have me back.
Yeah.
Some best friends work there.
Do they?
Those bartenders.
Oh, cool. Didn't know that.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Game Over Greggy Show each and every week. Four, sometimes three, best friends gather on this table, each bringing a random topic discussion for your amusement. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get each and every episode early. How early, you might ask? You could watch it live for just a buck as we record it, like so many people are right now. You can get it later on Friday as one big MP3 and video for just a couple more bucks, or you can wait a full week until it goes up on youtube.com/kindoffunny. What happens in that week, though? Maybe everything gets outdated. Maybe we all die.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait and see outdated thing. You'll be like, oh, I saw tweets that these guys had all died in a terrible monster truck shark accident, but their video just went up. They're clearly still alive.
Motherfucking Gravedigger still doing it.
Of course.
This whole monster truck.
Of course, Gravedigger's still doing it.
It blows my mind. I was driving and, you know, Sunday. I'm like, they're still doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Gravedigger. And I'm like, so what does this mean? Is this like a family thing? Like, legacy? There's drivers. Just, you know, passing it down generation to generation.
No, that's not like Undertaker. Undertaker is a one man.
No, Gravedigger's like the Undertaker. He's the same guy.
Oh, he's the same. Whatever happened to Bigfoot? Is Bigfoot still out there? Because I had the Bigfoot power wheel. Bigfoot died. Okay.
Do you guys remember the Donkey Kong monster truck?
I do. And if you don't, please look up Nick Scarpino IGN Donkey Kong for the greatest video you'll ever see.
I'm making a note. I've never seen this, and I'd like to watch
Kevin
it.
Post show. Okay, it will be on the post show.
Donkey Kong.
My wife watches that at least once a month.
It's so good.
At least once a month. I hate it.
Wait, so hold on. Gravedigger. You know Gravedigger.
I know Gravedigger.
So Gravedigger's not just like a Bay Area thing.
No. Gravedigger's like
so these
huge.
Monster truck stuff, they tour.
Yeah. They drive from city to city, crushing everything in their way.
That'd be amazing.
They're a plague on the roads. Oh, they're like a Mad Max gang. Nobody can stop. They roll into an arena.
But like you remember Gravedigger from when you were a kid, right? Like they've been around for a long time. Yes. I remember Gravedigger was in the '80s, and it was always that bad like video where it would be like crushing a car with shitty graphics over it. It was like Sunday, all your dreams or nightmares come true. And you're like,
all your dreams or nightmares.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
They have like footage of it like thundering out of control towards the crowd, and then it fades out right before it hits. So you don't know if that's the nightmare.
Did it kill your bully friend or no? We don't know.
Oh, wow, that's the dream. Yeah, Your frenemy is at the event and gets crushed.
Yeah, gets crushed.
That monster trucks are very much one of those things that they just rolled through San Francisco, literally. Mm-hmm. And when I see them advertised, it is very much a thing of fucking shrinky dinks don't exist anymore. Yeah. But these motherfuckers do.
Question.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a shrinky dink?
Oh, God. God damn it, Tim.
Do you know what it is, Kev? Yeah.
What it was is that, let's say you like something.
Andy? No idea.
You're old. Let's say it's something you liked, like the real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
You would go there.
It's on Netflix.
And your mom would buy the shrinky dinks of real Ghostbusters. You'd pop them out of like, basically, like think of, it's not cardboard, but more of a plasticky thing.
Okay.
You'd pop them out. You'd put them on a baking sheet. Mm-hmm. You'd put them in the oven. Because this is what we did as kids, is like play with the oven.
So it's like creepy crawlers.
No, let them finish.
Put them in the oven, right? And then they'd go from big versions of the real Ghostbusters, or they'd shrink down to small little versions of the Ghostbusters that I think you could play with, or you might be able to stick them on things eventually.
I can't remember. I never actually got them because there was, if it involved more than step one, take out of package.
Yeah.
Elena Scarpina was
She wasn't having a part of that.
Mama Scarpina was like, if I have to help you with this fucking toy, it's not going to happen.
They were lame. Yes. They Kevin, lame, again, yeah. When we were growing up, these were that, well, I mean, that's not okay. That's like make your own shrinky dink.
Yeah.
Sure. There that's you go. Yeah. That was it. You got them and you colored them in. And then they shrunk down. Yes, that was it. Sorry, it's been a long time since I shrinky dinked it up.
Pull them up, Kev. Pull them up.
Can you find me real Ghostbusters shrinky dink?
But look up. Look at that green dog.
Yeah?
Click on the green
the
dog.
The basset hound there with the giant ears?
I've seen this before. Now, I don't know if I've just seen that image of the dog before or if I've seen the...
You've seen the image of the dog before, probably. I don't think that has...
For something else.
I don't know if it's ubiquitous with Shrinky Dinks.
Because, I mean, you can make him, though, as
can
a Shrinky
Can I please
dink.
Get real Ghostbusters Shrinky Dinks?
Why does
Are
that,
you?
Why
I don't
does that dog look like he's got a balls for a chin?
Ghostbusters, that was what I said, too. That's what is what I said, too. Kevin is still... Oh, no, he's just giving up the search. Real Ghostbusters Shrinky Dinks. Here we go. See, now these were the jam right there. Get these bitches in there. Get your Ray in there. See, and you can put them in. After shrinking, that's how big Ray would be. And you put them in there. In 4 magical minutes, they bake and shrink. And see, this is my thing. Lame as hell.
Yeah.
Dumb.
They were cool at the time.
Very cool at the time.
Were they?
Do they
were
still?
They? What's cool
do
about,
still
hey,
do,
I got a large piece of plastic, turned into a small.
I used the oven and I colored it in. I made art.
Yeah, but it was
that's
the
what
other
cool
way.
It.
I'd get it.
Now here's my thing.
The 80s were lame.
Did you guys grow up
better.
Where you still had the pill things you tossed into water,
yes.
And then you came back hours later and it was a dinosaur?
But, like,
or
that
some
was
shit?
Just something that like Tim's mom bought.
Yeah,
and
for like
we were
5 cents.
Like, all right, cool. There it is.
Those are in the same level as the army men with the parachutes,
sure.
But obviously those are
no,
way
those
cooler.
Are way cooler.
But in terms of where they're at the toy store,
sure,
they're
yeah.
in
oh,
the
yeah.
fucking
bottom
place.
Run.
You just grab a whole bunch of them.
Tim, do you remember when they came out with the like? You had a little egg, and you threw the little egg in the water, and it would, like,
bath
hatch
bombs.
Open, and then a little tiny alligator would grow.
Make that up.
And then, it, like, a week later, it would be, like, this big.
See? That's what we have.
That's
things
much cooler.
Bigger.
But here's my point. We're all on the same page. All of this shit was dumb. And like, I
no, you misunderstood.
I expect it all to die.
The
and then here we
good.
Are. The monster trucks are still a thing.
Yeah.
We're still...
Monster
stuck.
Trucks are cool.
Kids have endless entertainment. And they just want to see some car that's already fucked up. It's not like they're driving a new Accord into yeah. the fucking arena and having it get crushed. It's already been stomped on a million times.
I've
in a
never been.
Cities.
Have you guys been?
Fuck no.
No.
Yeah, I've never seen it. But Darren Brazil just recently, like, we saw this. Me and Gia driving, heard it on the radio. I'm like, Gravedigger's still a thing? She had no idea. I was like, this is fucking weird. It's this Sunday. And then I looked at Instagram stories. Darren brought his kids. They look like they were having a goddamn blast.
Because kids are stupid.
Kids are
that's
stupid.
Kids love cars.
Kids love cars. Kids love cars. But, like, the monster truck sounds like a cool thing to watch.
Oh, I'm sure it's
it
fun.
It sounds like it, yeah, but it, no, I mean, whatever. It's getting smooshed.
But you haven't been there. You don't know.
I've seen enough on TV, man.
I don't know.
You know who
you
really,
have,
you know who really, 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 really wants to go? And every time it comes around, he hits me up about actually making a trip out of it. World famous bartender Eric Castro.
Really?
Yeah.
Eric Castro obsessed with the monster trucks and would love to go get drunk and watch it.
Hey, I'm down, dude.
I'm not
I
against.
See,
I mean,
I
want to
know the
There's
history
booze.
Of Gravedigger. Is it an Undertaker situation? Is it one man?
We'll
is it a legacy?
Maybe it's a brand, bro.
Maybe in the pre-show we'll worry about that, but we're going to start with my topic here. We're going to start with my topic.
Give it to me.
As of recording, we are 2 days removed from me hosting the Dice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
As of recording, I have gotten a haircut.
Yeah.
I have been on the record many times. I fucking hate haircuts. They are a waste of my time.
Mm-mm.
I dislike them quite a bit. I don't think the process... I think this is one of our evolutionary flaws, is that we should be able to grow our hair to one extent and just stop it, or grow it more if we want to.
Like say it.
The second evolutionary flaw, of course, we should poop compact cubes on demand.
Jesus. And
I mean,
what, build houses out of them? What do you want to do with those
just
cubes?
Just be done with it. Why has poop got to be so weird?
Poop is great.
Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a scatter shot. Just fucking let me just take care of this waste. I digress. Different topic. Different topic. I hate haircuts.
Uh-huh.
And so all last week and probably 2 weeks before then, I've been bemoaning I had to get a haircut. Mm. Oh, I hate getting a haircut. Oh, da, da, da. And then at the same time, one Nick Scarpino begins prodding me about the beard.
Mm-hmm.
That you gotta shape it. I got a beard guy. Go fucking way out of your way, away from your house mm-hmm. to this barbershop over mm-hmm. here. Be careful. They might give you a haircut you don't want, mm-hmm. but you gotta tell. I'm like, and it dawned on me.
We just gotta go together.
It dawned on me.
With you.
It dawned on me.
I'll go with you.
That the beard, as much cool as it looks, as good as I look in it, is just another fucking haircut mm-hmm. I've gotta worry about.
You put more hair on your head.
This is annoying.
Just the underside of your head.
This is annoying. And like, remember, the beard's deadline was the Dice Awards.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to let it go and see what happened. Turns out, I look fucking phenomenal. I'm beating men and women off with a stick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Strange dogs and cats I've never seen are coming over in heat presenting.
They want to lick it. They want you inside of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now, though, we're at the dice thing. I've taken care of the haircut myself.
Yeah.
Now, of course, lovely neighborhood barbershop run by a father and son in my neighborhood. Love them. Great. Mm-hmm. Great people.
Yeah.
Good people. Fantastic. I don't like they run the weird hours. I don't like being closed on Sunday and Monday. That's weird. I only got a Saturday window to get in there, mm-hmm. and then I got to psych myself up because I want to play video games and not do the chores. You know what I mean? Went there this Saturday. It's like, all right, and I've been burned before where I go by, and like, but last time was like Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and they were fucking crowded. I'm like, all right, well, that's on me. You know, I had that come.
Yeah.
I walk over there on Saturday, get fucking out of the house, get there, turn the corner, and I'm like, nobody's in there. That's great. Get there. No, of course, they're closed. It's President's Day weekend. Yeah. And I'm like, that's your final fucking straw. I've been a champion of small business. I went around the corner and Tim Gettys did and got supercut.
Hell yeah.
I look fine. The haircut looks fine. Great.
You got a haircut?
Yeah. It was all shaggy.
I couldn't tell you got a haircut either.
Well, I want. Thank you very much, Andy.
Usually when you get a haircut, it's like, it looks like you got a haircut.
Yeah, but I want this clean and tight. This is clean and tight. Yeah, I let him leave it up here. You know what I mean? But the sides are where my problem is. When it's hanging on the ears, yeah. I got too
I mean,
much
it definitely
left.
Is clean.
Yeah.
You were getting the flip out at the back.
I was. Gross. Yeah. Gorilla neck, as my dad used to call it, too. Yeah, exactly. So now, though, the beard. I wasn't going to let this random supercuts lady, who seemed very nice, seem like she had the beard trimming acumen. All right.
No, she was about to fuck that beard up.
She didn't know what she was doing. Now, as you know, on, of course, the hit Instagram, Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy recently,
Nick and Knight.
Andy came in and trimmed my beard. Sure. But we didn't do anything to this.
Yeah.
We weren't sure what to do with it. We've come too far. It's dice in 2 days. I have all the attachments for this razor you guys forced me to buy. Now we have to figure out.
Forced you to buy.
We have to figure out with Andy, my world class bartender, and my Marvel apron here. Yeah. You got to tell him you've got to pick this.
This is
going to
go great with your bartender.
We need a beer thing. We need to know what to do about this beer because there's. Do we need to do anything? I got flyaways. I noticed this morning as I was getting ready for Games Daily. This piece was up here, leaving a bald patch, and I was like, oh, I got to push it. Thank you, Andy. As you start to comb it out, like what, Nick? I need advice, Andy. You need to pick a thing. We need to. I don't know what to do. I'm worried and I'm scared and there's too much to do.
Well, the thing, first off, my first recommendation to you as your lawyer would be to not let Andy touch your hair. That would be, that's step number one. Yeah.
I killed him which last is, time.
He crushed it last
which
time.
Which is don't, but not, but if you want my advice, leave everything alone. Just take a little bit of thickness out of here, out of this section. And you do that by doing what the barber does. I saw you had a comb earlier, right?
He still got it.
You got the comb. You come in here and you just come down and you. Like you do this, you know what I mean? Where they do their hair, where they do this, and then they shave it. They come in here, shave it. It's kind of more of an haircut, but then you can just kind of sculpt it downward, do the same thing up here. Boom, just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. See where you're at. The key to the beard trimming, let me explain this to you and anyone else out there who has a newborn beard. Less is more. If you think, if you got one of those little beard trimmers that has the millimeter readout on it, and you think 1 millimeter, that's what's going to go. You're not going to have a fucking beard anymore. Go 8 millimeters. Try that.
Well, do we
see
need to use
on.
One of these things? I have all these attachments.
I would not use.
I don't know what they do.
To start because.
There's one for your nose hair. I can't figure out how to attach it to the thing.
Oh, let me see.
I didn't bring it. Andy's not going to do my nose hair.
So I would say, Andy, what I would do here is.
You got to do your nose hair.
I would come in. You come in like this, right? And just. Starting like that a little bit.
That was a lot.
I've never done this. Never done it well.
Nick,
every single time.
Let Nick do it. He's already in. He's already in. My beard. I want it to look uniform.
It ends up horrible.
I'm so scared.
I'm gonna blend it.
I don't like the way
you cut off like a full inch.
Shut up. It looks fine. Looks great.
You gotta do the other side even.
I do have to do this side even.
You're setting me up to fuck it up, man.
No, you're off the case now. Nick jumped in.
I gotta do it.
He pulled the sword from the stone.
I gotta do it. Good Lord. I was afraid.
This is terrible for audio listeners, obviously, but
they can hear the magic.
Yeah, well, shaving his beard. Honestly, it's not like we have a fucking close up on my face. I think it's bad for everybody.
There it is. I love the blanket, Greg.
Thank
looking
you.
Stylish.
It's already fallen off the shoulder Nick's working
looking
on,
like
so it's doing nothing.
When they went in Black Panther to the...
Look at me. You got
the gorilla
me.
Guy.
There you go. That's looking nice. That's looking nice and tight.
It's looking nice and tight if you can't hear Nick. Can they hear him? Okay, I'm scared.
Come in here.
I'm scared.
I'm going to come in just a little line. Bit. I'm not talking. I'm fucking sculpting.
He's sculpting, dude.
Right, I'll sit down.
Let him sculpt.
I'll sit down while this fucking... Fool is over here shaving.
The fool's game.
Hey, this is what you want, right? If he fucks it up, then
it's on me.
It's on him.
Exactly.
You're right.
Andy.
What I'm worried about.
What do you think the over under is that by the end of this, Greg has no more beard? 100%. That we have to clean it up all the way.
That's what happens to me.
This
was 99%.
This is
of the
what
time.
I was telling to Jen. I was telling Jen this. I was thinking, as much as I like the beard, I also like it when you just have stubble. No. So if we were to go, like. And by stubble, I don't mean like a one or something.
Yeah, like mine is.
No, maybe. Yeah.
Greg needed to push through.
He went stubble way too much.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if there was stubble, but it was shaped. The problem with Greg was that he had the growing in, but it wasn't shaped at all. Mm. It was just kind of everywhere. Mm. And I think if we would have kept that length, but just shaped it, we would have been in tip-top condition.
Yeah.
So Nick has just commandeered this, by the way.
Which is good.
If you're just listening.
I've always wanted to trim a beard. I've always wanted to see what I got, you know?
You want it to be next?
No. That sounds terrible.
Can we zoom in on this shot?
Took a little too much off right
here. A little bit.
A little too much
is
off right
Is it skin? Now. Can you see his
no,
skin?
No.
You're fine. It's just, that's it. Can you turn No, he can't fucking turn, Kevin, because I have to carve out the beard. When he turns, I can't get this out of his face.
How long some of the hair is, Greg?
We're carving him.
I don't like carving.
Tim, talk! Fill air!
No, okay, just Tim's there. Watching.
I'm just watching, just like the people.
This should have been a post show.
Why?
It's what the people want.
Tim, talk about your beard, for God's sake.
I've already talked about my beard. No one wants to hear about it.
I'm going to cut my hair tonight. It's gotten past a point where I need a...
So I cut my hair a couple days ago, and I'm not happy with it at all, and it sucks because now I need to wait to let it fucking grow. Like, next time I'm going to go to a fucking real person. I need to change, and if that doesn't work, I'm shaving it.
Jesus, no!
So
what I would like to see you do, Tim, is to go less in and to go more up.
What do you mean?
Here, I'm going to draw it out. I'm going to draw
it out. You mean with the
fade? Can we get a Skycam? Great, man. So let's say this is Tim's head, right?
Great for audio listeners.
Audio listeners are suffering in this one. So I feel like with your fade, it gets like right here. Like it goes really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see it go
the high and tight.
I would like to see it
higher.
More like that. Like more out rather than...
Less of a fade.
Yeah, like less hugging the skull is what I would like to see on
the fade side.
Yeah, fade on part. The fade, yeah.
He's saying right here, Tim. This part right
yeah.
here. Yeah? A little longer.
Just,
so it elongates your fat fade.
See, my problem is...
See, you see the way my fake fade makes my head look wider up here?
Yeah.
And obviously, I haven't cut my hair in a while, but... Mm-hmm. Man, audio listeners. I'm so sorry, audio listeners.
Andy, why don't
Here's
you
a
tell
song I can sing for you.
I missed my
Andy,
line.
Andy, why don't you tell the kids how you go about cutting your hair? Because I've always thought that was fascinating. And we've mentioned it.
I have a little shaver, kind of like what Greg is using right now. And I'll use around a 3, and I will cut really low, right? I'll do a 3 really, really low, kind of right above where my earlobe, or the top of my ear, rather, meets my head, right? And I'll go around with sort of a 3. And then I'll do like a 5 and move it a little bit higher. I cut it myself, yeah. And then I'll do like a 7. And then I'll kind of like fade it into like an 11-ish up here. And I'm just kind of fucking around with it. And then in come the scissors. And I'll just cut it wherever it's
long.
Do you
have those fun thinning scissors?
I used to, but my hair's been thinning for a few years now. It's pointless. Back in the day, I used to use the thinning shears all the time.
Because the thinning
when I had
ones,
my long emo cut.
To me, that's what a haircut actually is. The rest of the stuff is just, it's just a trim. It's just making, to get your hair cut, they need to get in there with that.
Oh.
Where it feels like the fun scissors.
Checks out one time. I hope my friend's listening to this. Javi Gonzalez. He's probably not. But back in the day... He was in a band that was touring, and they stopped by our apartment in Austin, Texas. And we were like, yeah, you can stay with us while you're playing like shows around here. And so he was in need of a haircut. He has very, very thick, very coarse, wavy hair. And he had his hair like kind of parted to the side-ish, but really, really long, like down to his neck. And I was like, yeah, let me get in there and just do some thinning or whatever. Kind of like shape it out, make it like give it a little trim. And he was like, yeah, okay, I'm down. And my buddy JP was like, oh yeah, here's what my barber does. Because since I have long hair like Javi, she uses the thinning shears and like will grab a chunk of hair and then like shear, right? She'll do it like kind of 3 times as she moves out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that seems like a lot, but I don't know if I want to do it. And he's like, no, do it. She does it to me. So we're I cut his hair on the balcony, and it's like nighttime, kind of like we can barely see
shit. Not a good idea.
I'm using the thinning shears, go down, And his hair was so thin, he looked like fucking Gollum. When Gollum just has, when Gollum has like these shirts, and I felt so terrible. And like the singer in the band, who's his brother, Rudy, he was just like, "What the fuck did you do to his hair?" I was like, "Dude, fuck it." JP was telling me to do the three shears. I knew it was wrong. Like, I felt terrible, man. Yeah. And like for the rest of his tour, he looked fucking silly.
Where you see?
Come on, we need Joey's.
There's a tuft right here too.
Yeah. Can I get that down a little bit? And I feel like this is all like this comes out.
You want too much?
Take this tuft down a little
bit.
Want
too much?
Nick, I think you did a great job.
When's that done yet?
Yeah, well, it's possible I can still fuck this up.
One slip of that left hand.
Right, right in the jugular.
It looks like you know what you're doing, Nick.
Oh, it totally does. Well, it's like, you know,
the moment
he's
you have two instruments,
enough, yeah.
You real that's like when someone comes up to you with a clipboard. Me and Joey we had a meeting with someone last week and we're like looking around trying to find out who they are. Someone walks out with a clipboard and we're like immediately like, that must be them.
Yeah. And he was like, "Hello, I'm a clipboard salesman. Would you like to
like, whoa.
I really like clipboards."
I think you're doing a fantastic job. Shape yeah. Kind of shape bit. Yeah, shape up that little
shape
line.
Shape up a little.
Hair sucks. I'm with Greg. Like, I hate haircuts. I hate having to deal with beards. It's all a fucking mess. The best my hair has ever looked, September last year. And ever since
you
know, then.
You remember the date?
Well, because it was at my friend James's wedding. Oh. I see the pictures of that shit. And I'm like, I looked fucking awesome.
Who did your hair?
Supercuts. Same people that always do it. But then for some reason, since then, there was one haircut where they fucked up my line. And now right here in the front, there's a couple hairs that can't decide what side they want to be on. And it ruins it. It ruins everything.
You fucking hate his hairs or the hairs in general? Hairs. These actual hairs on Tim's head.
We've been talking about it
nonstop. Oh, yeah, okay. I see. I thought it was something that you would look at and like you would fix it on and be like, hairs. I fucking hate those hairs, dude. I'm going to take them out.
Did Robin pluck your eyebrows?
One of them involuntarily. She did it without me letting her. I was just like laying down. She was just kind of looking and just like, poof. I was like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like,
didn't you say you were giving it to her though?
I was, but I just.
Yeah, he was giving it to her.
Then you took it back?
Greg, come on, man.
It's rude.
I mean, geez.
I think I'm All right, we're stopping there.
I think it looks really good, man.
Kevin, give me the as close as you can get.
Shit, hold on a second. I didn't realize how much shaping was.
I mean, that's what it was. That's what it is.
What do you think he was doing?
I got a little too short over here, but that'll grow out in a couple days. It'll be fine.
Well, I'm on camera. I'm on the stage Thursday night, so.
Let's try to make this process quicker.
Grow on
yeah.
there. I don't know.
Turn around. Let me see what he's talking about. Turn the other way.
Right here.
Oh, it's fine.
It's not noticeable. It just looks like an inconsistent. Just go like this. Shape it like that. There you go. That's
looks good.
I feel like it's a little too low down on the neck.
You want to sculpt it more?
Well, I think the problem on this side is it from the angle I'm looking at, it's not straight. It comes out here. Turn more that way, Greg. Like, I feel like it needs to go down there.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that looks like a whoosh, like a platypus tail.
Just gotta clean up the
shot. Maybe we can come in a little bit on that. Not too much, though.
I mean, you're in charge. You be comfortable. Don't let them put you in a weird spot. I'll look at it tonight, too, if something's wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just wanted to follow the jawline down on this side.
Yeah, but the problem is when he's looking straight, then it doubles up.
Yeah.
Then we're getting we're getting thick bush.
Makes that look bad.
I got a fat neck. The
whole point of the shaping is to like make it seem like you don't.
Mm. See, I'm trying to give you a little longer step.
Trying to give me the skadoosh, as they say.
Yeah, I feel like when you do stretch out your neck, your beard gets in, like when you stretch out, like, yeah, it.
I mean, I'm never gonna do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it looks good.
Why don't you try it?
Why don't you try it? Why don't you do the entire Dice Awards?
I'm gonna stop there because it's getting short on one side, so I think we're good.
Okay, I'll look at it. I'll see it when I get there. We'll figure it out.
Great job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Andy, can you grab the blanket and throw it outside?
Sure. FYI, Cav, I'm sorry, but the blanket just started slipping down, and it's just going everywhere now.
We saw that.
It's just gone.
Hey, man, you were an artist at work. Nobody's getting in the way. Nobody's going to get
you
in the way.
You know what this proves, Nick? You don't need a beard guy.
No,
you
I do, because it's really hard to do that to yourself.
Although, I
it's
trust
really
that.
Hard to do that, yeah.
I'm going
to
get in here. I'm going to give myself one of these. I'm going to look at myself here. Oh, yeah, Yeah, all right, yeah. And what am I talking about, the neckline? Mm-hmm. My fat neck?
So I think the neckline's fine.
So you're saying there's too much volume in my chin?
Yep. Yeah. See, volume in the chin. So here's the thing. The chin's fine. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the beard goes too low here. So then the chin doubles up with the... With that, whereas if it went less low,
see, but that's what I want is I want to sculpt it so it comes like this growth. We want it to go. Sorry, I'm like, you want it to go this way to make it to give it that pointiness.
He's saying south,
but we can take a little bit more off here if you want to.
No, fuck, I'll fuck with it later if I need to. I don't care.
I think it looks good.
It looks better than when it was just everywhere.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. When there was nothing to it.
You're everywhere to me
right now, with the exception of everyone watching and seeing this. Who knows that we're just like, whatever, let it fucking roll. Everyone dice is going to be like, oh, this is a choice.
Yeah, beard looks great.
He wanted it to look this way. And not to mention, remember, this is very much like cancer.
Little spot.
Where this is old news to me, but everyone I see at dice that I haven't seen in months is going to be like, holy shit, beard, huh? I'm like, yeah, shut up, Neil Druckmann.
Talking
like
points. That.
Down he goes. Shuhei Yoshida's like, why? Pick up a bottle, throw it at fucking
Troy Baker's
now
had
it's
a
going
beer
off.
For 35 years.
Scott Lowe's trying to call the police, but what I do is I hit the serving tray, all the drinks fly away, grab the serving tray, throw it like a fucking... Huh?
Captain America.
Exactly. Yeah, and right.
Scott and then you Lowe's pretend dead. You're Scott Lowe when the cops come.
Exactly. I don't
and
know
you
what
take
happened.
On the rest of your life as Scott Lowe.
Yeah.
You'll be the second
Hang
or third
with Cindy,
Scott
she'll
Lowe.
Never know.
Well, here's the thing about Cindy, right?
Yeah.
Bad eyesight. If I smash all the glasses and contacts when I get
Blind
there, she'll never know.
She'll never know.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll like you're a little taller. Smell the same.
I do smell the same.
Yeah.
Nick?
Yes.
What's your topic?
My topic today is...
clutch move with the comb, by the way.
Which one do you decide? Bronze or positivity? You guys want to talk about positivity?
I mean, you can do whatever. I like
bronze. The bronze one I don't think is going to last too long. So let's start there.
You want to start with bronze? Okay, so I was watching the Olympics, mm-hmm. and I saw all of these people obviously get golds, silvers, and bronze, largely during ice dancing. And I had to think to myself, I was like, if I trained that hard, and only came out of the Olympics with a bronze, would I be happy? That's the question, right? Because you say only, like, that's an amazing accomplishment. And it is. But some people say third place is second loser.
Here's the thing. We're all, well, with the exception of you in the shadow boxing, we're all unathletic.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have the right perspective. My gut reaction would be, fuck no. No, I'm not happy with a bronze.
Right.
But again, I've made it to the Olympics. And nobody cares about my sport any other time of the year. And now I just got on TV for some reason. Everybody acts like they care because guess what? The Olympics is just the World Cup that goes on forever too.
But even if we don't do the sports and stuff, like you can just apply that to anything that we do. And it's like, sure.
This third place, I guess, is third place acceptable?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but it's acceptable. I'd rather be third than not place in the top rankings.
Because that's the thing.
You got to think about it. That benefits you going forward in every way. Like you could always say I'm an Olympic medalist.
Sure.
Couldn't say that otherwise. So
right, but isn't it so much cooler to be like I'm an Olympic gold
totally.
Medalist?
It is. It is significantly cooler. The most cooler.
I think it would wear on me to the point where I'd be like I got to keep going back, and I understand.
Well, that's why I think people keep going back.
Yeah.
To try to
want it.
What did Sean White? Right, he won this year and it was a big deal, and he cried and hugged his mom and stuff. Was that because he's never won? Was it because it was his final go? Was it his final go? Anybody got the story?
I don't understand how that worked, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he went hard.
That doesn't even make fucking sense.
The worst of the extreme sports games on the PS2 generation.
Here
we go. Wow. His snowboarding game fucking sucked.
I feel like you'd be devastated if you trained your entire life, let alone the last 4 years, and you get there and get bronze. But like you're saying, it's better than not placing at all. Yeah. But it's also fucking
because if you're
shitty.
Fucking eighth, then you're like, great. I was eighth.
Did we get to the bottom of this Hungarian woman story we were talking about today?
Kevin, can you look up the Hungarian skier who took last place in the Olympics but didn't give a fuck?
Okay.
I like her. I like her stuff.
Sean White, like his big thing is he nearly got a perfect score, which is unheard of.
Okay.
But Sean White's old now, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's got to be mid-30s at this point.
I think early 30s is what they're saying, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's
he was younger old than, for an he Olympic was younger than me. Athlete.
I know Lindsey Vonn just came back. She's
really
skiing tonight.
Weird story with him in the last 2 years. I remember because I don't keep up with it. He's involved with something bad. I don't remember where. So I think that this was a big deal. Sean White. I think this was a big deal because this is kind of his like redemption story in some ways.
No. I think it was the opposite. Where like they put attention on him and everyone was like, yo, like 6 months ago, he said this harassment like lawsuit was just gossip. He was like, my bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, for the Washington Post says how a skier managed to compete at the Olympics despite not being very good. Elizabeth Swanee is not bad at skiing, not at all, but she is not very good either. It's certainly not Olympic caliber in the half pipe. So how, at age 33 no less, did she manage to make her way into the field at that event at the Winter Games? The answer, or at least how to frame it, lies in the eye of the beholder. Either Swanee is an embarrassment to the Olympics, who gamed the system, like Tim Geddes-ass shit,
yep,
on her way to Pyeongchang, or she is an admirable study in persistence who provided the kind of offbeat story at the Games that has charmed us in the past.
It's the former, not the latter.
Swanee's run at these Olympics is over following a last place finish during Monday's qualifying rounds for the women's freestyle skiing halfpipe final. She told Reuters that she was really disappointed at not having qualified for Tuesday's final, but she showed some... She showed some pride in simply getting as far as she did, saying, "I worked really... for several years to achieve this." Some who watched her compete Monday night might have wondered what in the world Swanee was trying to achieve, given that all the elite skiers around her were risking major injury with high-flying tricks. She was content to mostly ride up and down the pipe and do a little hop while turning around.
I want to watch this so badly.
She added a teeny bit of flair to her first run by skiing backward out of the pipe. Despite not falling in her two runs and thus avoiding major penalties. Sorry, it's text is small. Swanee posted a high score of just 31.40. For context, the next lowest score that counted for a competitor was 45.00. The third lowest was 56.60, and the lowest qualifying score was 72.80.
She didn't
now
half.
Here's the thing. Who got the 45?
Someone who tried really fucking hard, yeah, but I got the 45.
And that's
what's
sucks
awesome.
Sucks about this.
God, I want to watch this. Can we just watch this?
We'll watch it in the post show.
Yeah, don't watch it now. I mean, it's literally just her going very slowly up the wall and down the wall. You know, man? It's an honor to compete at the Olympics, and I'm really excited to compete among other amazing women from across the world, Swanee said. Born and raised in the United States, where she attended Cal, Berkeley, and Harvard, Swanee competed at Pyeongchang for Hungary, where she said she has heritage through her maternal grandparents. When Swanee began competing in half-pipe events in 2013, she was representing Venezuela, then switched to Hungary in 2016. Her spot at the Olympics is a result of her relative lack of depth in women's halfpipe. The relative lack of depth in women's halfpipe, and the fact that some countries that dominate the sport, such as the United States, can only send four competitors. Swanee did her part, at least according to the rules of eligibility set forth by the International Ski Federation, by doggedly appearing at World Cup events and not falling. The minimum requirements for making it to the Winter Games included consistently finishing in the top 30 in the World Cup events and accumulating enough FIS points. The former was not a major problem, as many World Cup events do not attract 30 women, and her play-it-safe approach to perhaps put it far too kindly ensured that she remained upright and came away with at least a few points. According to the Denver Post, Swanee has traveled the world to compete in the world halfpipe events, including China, Italy, France, South Korea, Canada, and New Zealand, as well as stateside in California, Colorado, and Utah. Her best result was 13th out of 15 in China, when the top skiers were more prestigious.
So there, I have a lot of questions about this. Why?
I'm going to hit that little bump right here at the bottom.
Oh, sure. The bottom.
My question is why? Because you look at something
to the
like
fucking Olympics,
like The Bachelor. No, okay, but she's traveling the world. This isn't the only one she's done. If this is the only thing she's done,
so cool. Trip.
That's yeah, but that's fine. It's like, are they paying for her to go to these things? So that's weird. That's really
hey
that's
man. If you
want,
I mean, like if the but like for real,
mm-hmm.
for real.
Yeah.
Think about. I don't want to ruin it. Think about the prank we thought about doing.
Yeah.
Right? That was just stupid. What if Cool Greg looked it up, or we looked it up, and it was like, fuck, Cool Greg's old enough to do this, and he could do it, and we would just have to pay for him to go to like...
I understand that, but it sounds like this isn't just the first time she's done this. It sounds like she's been doing
it a whole bunch. That was all to qualify to go to the Olympics.
It wasn't?
It sounds like she was trying to do it prior via Venezuela.
Well, no, it was saying that you needed...
She's been at this way too long for it to be a funny prank. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, the goal is to get to the Olympics. I don't know how much of a prank it is. It's what she wants to do. She wants to say she competed at the Olympics.
I don't know.
And see, now that's the one.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it one fucking bit. You don't scheme like that for that to be the end of it. There's some sponsorships in there. There's some money in there. It's like a lot of these people going to Bachelor aren't doing it for love. They're doing it for the fucking social media.
Of course. She's doing it too. She's being reported on now. I'm sure if this story gets enough juice behind it, then she's going to
be the William Hung
butterfinger.
Let me tell you exactly why she's doing this. Let me ask you a question. Do you remember where the Olympics were 4 years ago? Don't worry about that. That's actually non sequitur. Who got last place in the half pipe 4 years ago at when it was in Sochi?
Nobody knows.
Nobody fucking knows who got last place. Nobody even fucking probably knows who got fourth place. It doesn't matter.
I mean, honestly,
but guess
nobody
what?
Knows who got first.
Like, we just
are dumb and we should stop acting like
it's
we
Lindsay
care.
Vonn. I don't know. I just made that up. But that's what I'm saying is like, she did this because she knew this, but people like us would talk about her. And guess what? She graduated from fucking Harvard. I'm sure she's got some business thing going on where she was like, if I could just make national news, I'll get a lot of connections. I'll build some juice. I'll build a following. I'll build my business. Boom. Take over the world. She's going to be the first female president right there.
Wow.
Of Hungary or wherever the fuck. My biggest question is, how are you just allowed it? Can I go compete for Italy in ice dancing?
Yeah.
I would like to think so. And I would love for you to go do that.
I mean, my mom was born in Italy.
There you go.
Can I just go do it?
Yes.
You're qualified.
Ice dancing next year, you and me.
For Italy?
Whatever.
What's my connection?
You're
this guy's
Chicago.
A lot of pizza.
He's from Chicago. Giannopoli's, whatever the pizza place was.
Giordano's. Giannopoli's. Baroni's.
Giannopoli's
is what we got to from there.
I think it's, on one level, I find it incredibly insulting that she decided to do this. But on the other level, as a person who has only watched cumulative, maybe 2 hours out of the Olympics this year, that's awesome. And it makes a great story. And she fucking did it. And you can't say she didn't compete because she didn't fall once. But I don't think the spirit was, I don't think she went in going, I have a shot in hell of winning this. I think she went in saying, like, I just want to go to the Olympics because it'll be cool and get me some exposure.
Do you like the Olympics?
I don't care about the Olympics.
Sure.
When I watch the Olympics, I think it's awesome. I watched a lot of freestyle skiing because it just happened to be on whenever I was at a restaurant that had a TV on it. I watched the long jump and I think to myself, these people are very fucking athletic. They're incredibly talented. And what a cooler thing. There's no cooler thing to do than to go and represent your country and try to fucking win a medal for big old Nick Scarpino. Because all I care about at the end of the day is the medal count. And boy, are we behind on this one. Yeah. Got a week left though to make it up. Norway's kicking our ass.
Yeah. Where are we ranked?
We're
right
like
now?
Sixth or seventh.
Sure. Okay.
We have like 12. And then there's like Russia who has like zero gold medals.
Doping, but you were talking about.
Yeah, they were doping. They're doping
snow,
curly.
Do you care about the Olympics?
Of course I don't care. But what I do care about is winning. I'm addicted to screens. Winning. If I'm at a restaurant or a bar, if there's a TV, I'm looking at it. I don't care about sports. But if basketball is on, I care all of a sudden. I'm just like, I can't tear my eyes away from it. So of course, when I'm looking at all these random ass, boring ass fucking winter games, and I'm seeing some shit happen like this. I guess it's freestyle skiing, where it's like sometimes they have to go uphill and then sometimes downhill, and it's like
no, that's
sometimes
I don't think that's what she's doing. That's cross country.
Sometimes it doesn't look like they're actually going as fast as they can.
Oh, that's cross country.
It's really
that's
weird.
So boring.
But it's not boring when there's you're at a bar and random songs are playing and Pony starts playing and it looks like they're
bounce,
like going straight to the beat, and it's just like somehow every song that comes on perfectly matches the actions happening. Then I'm into it. Otherwise, no.
I think it's a travesty, though, because I think that a lot of these people train really hard. And obviously, you can make decent money if you're a skier. If you get sponsorships and you're top tier, you're getting paid. I just like Sean White, obviously, is a multimillionaire at this point. He got all those video games. Sean White is ubiquitous with snowboarding, right? He's ubiquitous with extreme games. He gets out there and does all that stuff. That's cool. I just think it's like I just feel bad for the other 29 people who are competing who maybe don't get that exposure.
I mean,
don't get the money.
And you were like, oh, do you remember the name of the person that got last 4 years ago? Do you remember the name of the person that got last this year? The one we just talked about. No, you don't.
She competed for Hungary. Swanson is the last
Swanee.
Name. Swanee.
Nick Swanson.
Nick Swarston.
Competed as a woman. I, of course, have an infamous rant about the World Cup. Everybody suddenly fucking cares about the World Cup when that comes around until Team USA is eliminated and they're super quiet.
Oh, I can't fucking
And the
stand
Olympics
that.
Are the exact same thing, where all of a sudden all you motherfuckers care about fucking luges and shit. Like, shut up. You don't. You got this boring ass opening ceremony on for 20 hours. But the best part is, like, I don't watch TV anymore, so I don't have to see this crap anymore, except for when I'm at a bar or whatever. But then the opening night, like, Jen was like, oh, let's watch. I'm like, what? Who are you? And she's like, I'm Canadian. Of course I love the Winter
We actually
like,
do
it.
Well in the Winter
Rest
Olympics.
Of my fucking life now. I got to see what the fuck. Oh, here come the people from the People's Republic of fucking wherever.
Finland.
Here Norway. They come. Yeah, I don't know. As I went into it, I was like, I'm not trying to insult the country. I'm just saying, like, some random ass people coming out with their flags. Everybody fucking have their iPhones now.
I would like to issue a formal apology to France, to the entire country of France, for my excitement at how badly you got your asses handed to you in ice dancing last night by the Canadians and almost by the Americans. But I'd like to apologize to France. I was a little overzealous.
You're talking about a Kind of Funny Morning Show today?
Yeah, Kind of Funny Morning Show. If you guys can watch that, it's also on tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Twitch.tv. And when Virtue and More hit their twizzle and they came out of that last...
Is that a real move? Is that what it's called, the twizzle?
Dude, it's a series of moves.
Yes. And it's not just...
I saw it.
It's a portion of the ice dancing
app. Everybody has to hit.
Yeah.
In order for their shit to qualify. And you have to hit in a row three different spins with your partner at the same thing. And get to the next level, get to the next level. Then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
And to
be honest, ice dancing was awesome.
It's awesome. To be honest, I didn't know if anyone was doing it right because I clearly don't have the trained eye of of an experienced ice dancer like the people that were doing that.
Commentators that'll let you know everything.
Oh. But not only that, but when Virtue and More, which a lot of people call the dynamic duo of ice skating.
Is that just a lot of people you?
Yeah, just me. Okay. When they hit that final move in the twizzle, and they came out of it, by the way, dancing to fucking Moulin Rouge. Shout out to them. The
and crowd, not just Moulin Rouge.
No.
The fucking Roxanne song.
The crowd went fucking wild.
Some of the moves they did, it was like, it was the most high-flying action I've ever seen. When they did that fucking, when she, with skates, did a backflip and landed crotch first
Pile
in his
driver
face.
Style, yeah.
Kevin said it best. He wore her like a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful. I don't know, and that's the sad thing. As I look at the Olympics, and I'm like, there are these great moments, and we obviously love sports in this country. We obviously
well,
revere
this world.
I mean, but I just don't understand why we can't get more excited about other sports, right? I think it's just because basketball and football and baseball just take up so much of the American consciousness. We don't have time for anything else. We don't have space in our brain for anything else.
For what, like figure skating and ice dancing?
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. It's always happening.
Yeah.
Or skiing or swimming or any other sport other than the major three, right? Even hockey. You're like, I don't know. People care about hockey.
Hockey's doing real well now.
But I'm right with you on the World Cup. When all of a sudden all of our friends are like, hey, have you ever worn that jersey before? Yeah. Oh, I've been a huge fan of Manchester United forever, man. Go England. I'm like, but you live here. You live in this country.
We don't need to go back in the World Cup. It's a sore spot for a lot of baby soccer fucking fans out there. It's not called football. It's called soccer. Yeah, I know what's going to happen. They're going to get all angry. Oh, I love the World Cup. It doesn't matter. In the Olympics, it's just like you've never fucking cared.
You never cared
about ice dancing before.
I don't see the same type of fervor, though, with the Olympics. I don't see people like fucking pretending they're super fans.
Football,
there's
soccer.
There's a weird-ass event, and it happens, and some people care and watch, and a couple people tweet about it.
Here's my other problem with the Olympics.
What the fuck you like?
Here's my other problem with the Olympics. Time the Olympics are about to happen, it's like, oh man, it's all going to be terrible, like Rio. Mm-hmm. Oh man, they don't have nothing ever happens.
No infrastructure.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even bad. Nobody got, you know what I mean? They put it out in front of me, tempting me that there's going to be blackouts, there's going to be poop in the streets. I do remember that, actually. Yeah. Because that's what I want. As somebody who doesn't like the Olympics,
I want them to go horribly wrong?
I want the governments of the world. Not even the governments. I want the planet to turn against them.
Okay.
And like, you know, I want the Superman 3 moment where he comes up and blows out the Olympic torch right as they're about to light it. That's what I'm looking for.
Let me ask you this question.
And I'm not saying death.
No.
Terrorism. I'm saying unfortunate events based around poop and lighting grids and stuff like that. All right?
It's the same reason why I wish once, just one time per baseball game, someone's allowed to pick up a bat and just go after another player on the other team. You know?
Just once a game. It's like Money in the Bank where they have the bat like in the the outfield and like people are like inching towards it and they're like, is he going to do it now?
Now, again, if the guy can get home before you can hit him with the bat, he wins. You got to put the bat down. You wasted the bat.
That is the genius of the Olympics is the fact that it is only once every 4 years. Yeah. So they've kind of taken this boring thing that you don't look me in the fucking eye, everybody that we're listening or watching right now. If you're listening, just shut your eyes and imagine you're looking at my, you're going to tell me you would watch any of this fucking shit on ESPN Ocho. Like if it was on a Sunday, you wouldn't fucking do it. If
but
it was there,
that the point of why they do it this way,
I don't know what
to
the,
make
no,
an
the
event
point of this
it?
Apparently is world peace and it ain't happening.
No, the point of this is world domination. Point. Let's be perfectly honest. And this is the shittiest thing about the Olympics is that it is a literal competition by any country who can actually muster someone to go and compete at that level. And it's a very big, like, hey, we're better than you kind of thing. It's not about world unity. It's literally like, put your best people up against our best people, and whoever's best, better, and not at hiding that they're blood doping will fucking win. And
see,
we'll just
I
pretend
totally
we're better than you.
I think it's a, hey, we're going to send the best of our species
but they all
to
fuck.
Go be there, and they're all going to fucking create super babies. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point.
I can get down with that.
That's where the unity comes from. Is you're telling me that fucking Germany and Japan aren't getting their fuck
oh,
on?
Oh, I'd fuck all of them.
And here's the problem I still have. And this has come up before in this show, the Game Over Greggy show, and Olympics. I still fucking can't stand the fact that when Michael Phelps, not a Winter Olympic guy, but
Summer
Olympic, Yeah. When he got caught, when the photos of him taking a bong rip came out, then he apologized for it.
Big old fat rip.
If I had like 19 fucking gold medals at the time for swimming and a photo of me came out doing weed, I'd be like, you're goddamn right. You're goddamn right I did. What's your excuse, fat ass? And then I would turn into a WWE heel.
Yeah.
And I'd put on the sunglasses, see, knock things out.
That's just you, though.
I'm just saying, Michael Phelps, but where is he now? Ruined his career. He can be a big thing right now, but he's gone.
He's got like 4 commercials out right now because the Olympics.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
The other thing, I feel so bad for all these Olympic athletes from the Winter Olympics and the fucking commercials on NBC. And you're like, I don't know any of you. And you'll all be working at Safeway by the next fucking 4 years from now. You know what I'm saying?
No, they'll probably all have ice shows like Disney on Ice. They all get to go out there. And
is that what happens?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to Oksana Bayul? She got a DUI after drinking or after getting the Olympics, and I don't know what ever happened from there.
Telling you, man, they can make a living. They can make a pretty good living, but...
That's the problem, is the Winter Olympics peaked with the Itanya stuff.
It did.
That was when America cared, because guess what? There's a soap opera unfolding at the same time.
Yeah. It's more relevant now than ever. We got multiple Itanya stuff going on.
But it was the build up to the Olympics. That was WWE kind of shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Phelps thing is interesting though, because like it's weird. It's one of those questions, right? Back then, of course, it wasn't legalized, if memory serves me correctly. Correct. Now, of course, it's quasi-legal, depending on that. By the way, Cool Greg just whispered in my ear via my mic, you don't do marijuana, you smoke marijuana. I didn't know either.
I don't know.
We're inexperienced babies. We don't mess around with drugs or hard substances like that, controlled substances. Either. Now that is Cool Greg, but he has a past, and we can learn from that past.
Cool Greg, what we need to start doing is find the troublemaker kids in the Kinda Funny community and bring them in and have scared a Cool straight. Greg scared straight.
Scared straight.
One time I was tagging, I fell in a thing of oil, ruined my jeans.
But I want you to finish every single sentence off with... You know what I mean? Just fucking punch your hand. No, with Phelps, it was interesting because I would do the same thing. I apologize for smoking weed. I am so sorry. Please, Wheaties, don't stop giving me millions of dollars to be on your fucking
cereal
box.
This is where we need people who can change things. He could have come out and been like, you're goddamn right. I did that weed, and I'm the best fucking swimmer in the world.
Yeah.
Go ahead and run away for a little bit, Wheaties. You know who's going to run to me? I don't know, High Times Magazine, are they still around?
I don't know,
something like that.
Doritos would be an amazing, it would be awesome if Doritos popped in. We're like, we're going to sponsor this dude, because you know clearly mean? Everyone loves our product.
Straight shooter. Like where is that?
Yeah.
So now, would you be happy with the bronze?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
Yeah?
And I would act like it was gold.
See,
and
here's
when people
the thing.
Ask me, I'd be like, fuck, it's gold. It's close enough.
Yeah.
It's closer than silver.
Like you're looking in the color.
If anybody ever gave you shit, how close are you to a gold medal?
That's the thing.
Two people die, I'm the gold medalist.
All. I don't think it's like the president, Greg. Right.
I thought until the next Olympics, how close you are.
I mean, all kidding aside, obviously, like being able to compete at that level is fucking awesome.
Amazing.
And like anyone, yeah, it would suck. You, of course, want gold. You go in wanting to win every competition at that level when you're competing that well. When you hit, if you're lucky enough to podium, if you have what it takes to podium, that's fucking awesome and it's amazing. But yeah, it would probably grate on me a little bit. I'm like, if I could come back in 4 years, if I was like 18 and could come back at 22 and still be at the athletic peak, fuck yeah, I would try for gold. But I would be proud of myself as fuck, all hell, because look, I'm proud of myself. We fucking do this every day. This takes zero athletic ability. Zero. Hardest thing I got to do, athletically speaking, is get out of my bed in the morning to do this podcast.
Yeah.
And well, I consider us.
Isn't it? You think you hurt yourself getting out of the car?
Shut your mouth.
Car might be the hardest. Getting out of the car might be harder than getting out of bed.
I had a tweaked back muscle.
See, I go back to, of course, well, Jesus, when was it, Tim? Help me out here.
1998.
Possibly. 1842. We're going like fifth grade, we'll say, when little Greg Miller was in the St. Petronell band, alto sax. And there was a band competition where they were going to give medals. No. And of course, not being an athletic person, this was my chance to actually have something other than the participation award. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't practice as much as I should have, so I went there and I got a silver.
Mm.
And I was like, well, fuck this. I don't care. And threw away the sacks and never cared again.
Fucking kids, man. I was one of them smart kids. Turned out like one of them dumb kids.
Scheme kids.
I don't know why I fucked up. I always had those, like, they'd give us those, like, awards, like, just the pieces of paper printed out, and it was just like, best grade on the test in class, or best this, that's best cool. that. One time they gave my brother one. And he was in second grade. I think I was in fourth or fifth. He comes home with the first one he's ever brought home, and it just said, Greg Getty's washed his hands today.
Safety first.
Do you still have it? Because if so, bring it in and frame it.
I hope mom has that. That was the fucking funniest thing.
Cleanliness.
Like, they'll get kids' awards for anything.
Yeah, well, that's, then that's, they got dumb. Participation awards. Anyway.
I'll never forget my senior year of marching band. We had one of the best bands that I'd had in the 4 years. Like, we were by far the best because all of us
Prince
who were... What's that?
Prince?
No, Prince of the Revolution, different band. Okay. Different band. We came in as freshmen and we matured all together, and like pretty much the core group of like the 20 or 30 of us that were really good at as freshmen were still in the band by the time we were seniors. So we had a killer fucking band, and I'll never forget, we got all the way up to what's called Tournament of Champions, which is like the big marching band competition in different divisions. We weren't like in Division One, we were like three or four or double, like a single A, because it was by size of school and by size of band. And I'll never forget, we were like super jacked to go compete, and it was one of those situations where you're like, you're very nervous because you're like, we could win, and you have that like feeling of like, fuck, this is gonna be like take everything I got to go and do this. And our band director had been like fucking hyping us up for like the month leading up to it, being like, you guys are not fucking practicing hard enough, you're not treating this good, like you guys are could be the best but you're not, you're letting yourselves down. That shit, just kind of psychological warfare to get in our heads, like even though we were the shit, we were like, we could be better. And in the back of my brain, I'm like, I woke up that morning and I'll never forget this, I'm like, oh man, I'm so nervous to compete that I wish that it would just like rain or something would happen. And it fucking rained.
Oh no.
And we never got to go. Wow. Isn't that sad? And everyone got to school, and it was like the rain forecast was, it was going to go all day. And
wait, they
shut down the competition because it was outdoor marching band. You can't
rain.
You blow out an ACL.
Why did they reschedule?
Getting filled with water.
Come on, bro. We don't have that kind of fucking money. It's not big enough. You need a football.
I would have liked it if it was like football then, and they're like, fucking, you got to play in the rain.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be the best, you got to get out there in the elements.
We would march in the rain if it was parade, but on the field, you're just going to have tubas going down left and right.
Yeah, dude. True. The tubas, man.
That's bad.
If you got death by drowning by tuba,
dude,
that'd be the worst.
You get them anchored. The tuba players are always the ones, the bigger dudes too, so because they had to carry the big fucking marching tuba, which wraps around you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Those motherfuckers go down. The whole thing goes
in
down.
My band, there's a tuba player named Renard.
I think we had a Renard too.
I'll never forget Renard.
Oh, this is the band. Okay.
He fucking blasted that, dude. It's real cool.
That's what they sounded like.
Okay. That's one way to go. I don't know.
It's one of those things I look back and I'm like, I wish I was more competitive. Even when we do Let's Plays. Because I always default to, oh, I'm just going to goof around because I know I can't beat you guys. You guys are way better.
You beat us all the time.
That's not true. I beat like Tim one time. I beat you by accident one time in yoga. Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Yeah. A lot of people call me the champ that they want, but that will never be. But it's one of those things where like I think about this a lot too, especially as I enter, like I start doing more and more comedy, start doing things like jiu-jitsu, which by the way is wildly a competitive sport. It literally is you versus someone else. There's no participation awards in that. You're either going to get your ass handed to you or you're going to learn and eventually succeed.
Kill somebody.
So it's very weird for me, especially in this later in life, to try and find my competitive edge or my competitiveness. And it's very weird.
Have you found it? Like, jiu-jitsu is competitive.
Yeah, right? But at the same time, I'm always the kind of guy that like wants to stop and teach the other person the thing that he's not doing right. But that's, as a lot of people remind me in class, my lead instructors as well, they're like, you have to stop doing that. A, you're a white belt. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know the proper technique, and you're teaching this person the wrong thing. And B, you're supposed to just shut the fuck up and try to beat this person. Like, that's what we're here. That's what I'm training you for. You pay me to train you to do that. You are not doing it if you stop and go, hey, don't do that. Do this. It's useless. I mean, you're supposed to be learning. I'm supposed to be going in there in a very practical way and learning a self-defense system.
Sure.
And you can't do that if you stop every 5 seconds.
Tell the guy how to beat you.
Yeah, exactly. but that's just my thing, is like, I'm really empathetic. Same reason why I don't like bullying, right? Like, I've never or pranks, things like that. I don't like anything where I feel like if someone put me in that spot, I'd feel bad. You know, so I'm very empathetic to other people, and it's hard to see someone like struggling with something where I'm like, oh, I know what this guy could do to like make his life a lot easier against a guy my size.
Sure.
But you can't do that. You got to shut the fuck up and just do what you came in there for. And if he wants to learn, it's on him to ask questions and to put more time on the mat and train more. Interesting. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. I don't think about being competitive.
You're very competitive, but it's good in a good way.
Am I?
Yeah,
I am.
Oh
when?
My God. Yes. You, every time we play anything. Yeah. But you want to win. You don't come there to fuck around.
You play a video game. You want to win.
You do want to win.
Well, don't we all?
No.
I do.
So you know what? You two don't want to win in Smash.
Well, I think it's, I'll try. And well, it depends. In like certain games, it's different. But overall, I would say it's not that I'm not trying to win. I'm always trying to win. Mm-hmm. You want to win. That's the difference.
You've definitely got
it's like an eye of the tiger. So you that's go, what it is.
The difference. Yeah, you do have the eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
you have the eye of the tiger. I go in and I think to myself, I talk myself out of winning before I even sit down. I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to beat Greg in this game. Like, Greg's played Nidhogg more than me, which is probably not even true, by the way. Yeah, you probably played like three more games than me.
Yeah, I was gonna say we play a lot together. So.
But I'm like, Greg clearly has a lineage of like, I mean, you train every night to play games to a certain degree. Like, you guys are always playing games, and these are skill based hand eye coordination. Like, your reaction time, even at games like a stupid electric game that shocks you. Your reaction time at that, I was like, God, fuck, he is fast.
Yeah.
You've just got a better focus when it comes to that kind of thing than I do. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, by the way. I'm not saying being competitive is bad, it's great. And it makes for better content. And I just wish I were more.
See, I feel I'm in the same way, though, where I come into things expecting to lose. I don't come in expecting to win video games.
I expect to lose all the time. And then I just make that.
See, I think the best encapsulation of my competitive spirit is the gauntlet from Rooster Teeth when I just hid. And I was just like, if I can let Freddie Wong and Adam Kovic beat the shit out of each other, I'm going to be able to sneak in and at least get one rocket to them. Mm-hmm. And did. That's how I won that game. Right? And that was the thing where I won that and then lost to the kids. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I beat them. That's what matters.
You won in the content.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was the best piece of content you've ever made to this day. Wow. Gauntlet Season 2, Episode 7.
That's good. You got the episode.
No. It's so
you
fucking
got a memory
good.
On you, kid.
So
not
good.
To be confused with Stranger Things Season 2, Episode 7, which was the like worst episode of the whole thing.
Or the character 7.
7 from
Seinfeld. It was a baby.
It was Soda, wasn't it? Or was it 7?
7.
Yeah, okay.
Mickey Mantle's number.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Tim, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at all those hamburgers.
The reason I want to talk about it is yesterday went to Burgermeister.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it was really good. That place.
Which Burgermeister you go to?
Westlake.
Okay.
Not always a hit. It has its days. It has its bad parts. What's up?
We went there the first time, and I was like, I don't care for this place. Mm. Last time we went there, and I wish I knew the gentleman's name.
Was he was fantastic.
Fucking phenomenal.
He was there, man.
I haven't had service this good at AAA restaurants in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And this guy was, and it was packed. It wasn't like it wasn't busy.
Yeah, no.
He was just like, I'm on
working
the
his little
fucking
tushy off,
ball. And as you guys know, I don't ask for much. I just want people to do their job. That's all I want. And when I see someone who's like, we gave him extra money. Tim tipped him more than 20%.
We gave him extra money.
Because he was fucking one of the water, one of this. We heard us talking about how much we liked curly fries.
Sure.
And when he ordered the curly fries, he's like, dude, I'm sorry, we're out. Like,
apologetic. Very which, apologetic. By the way,
this guy
is
got
what you should be.
Toothpicks out, took regular french fries, curled himself.
Halfway through our meal, came out with a big ass thing of curly fries. It was like, hey, we just got some, wanted to give them to you guys.
On the house.
What a man.
On the house.
What a man.
Good for you. Wow.
Johnny on the spot, man. Also, shout out to their lemon garlic wings. You got to try these. They're very good.
I've had Burgermeister wings.
They're
please,
very
sir.
Good.
Please, sir.
They're very good. Sorry, Tim. Continue.
I was just saying, like, I know that I'm picky with a lot of foods. I know that I love burgers. And I'm picky with them because I don't like it when they're too greasy. And I don't like it when the burger feels like it just falls apart.
Too dry.
Too
much bun.
Too dry. Or when the bun gets so soaked with the grease,
it starts falling apart,
or just that it's fucking nasty and mushy. It's like, I don't ever want to hold a burger and feel the juice. I know a lot of people like the juice. Not a fan of the juice.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan
of the
juice.
And Andy Cortez
made
me realize the key fact, and this is the reason I want to bring this up as a topic, because 28 years into my life, I thought I understood burgers. I thought I understood what I liked about them, what I didn't like about them, all of those things. It's the toasty buns.
Oh, toasty buns.
I need that
clutch.
Toasty bun,
sure.
Man. I need,
sure.
Like, I still don't want the grease. I still don't want all those things that I thought mattered so much, still do. But the real X factor of the burgers that I like, because remember, Nick, one of the first moments that I fell in love in front of your eyes was with Barney's.
Oh, yeah. You really liked Barney's.
What's
so
Barney's?
Much. It's a burger chain. Okay. And there was one near his house, but RIP.
I think
now
it's,
there's
I
one
think
on, like, Valencia, something in Valencia. I don't know. It's so good. It's a chain. There's a bunch of them. But there's something about it. I can never put my finger on it. Now I can. It's just them toasty buns, man.
They're fortified.
They're good.
They're fortified.
They can fight back against the juice.
Exactly.
They fight back against the juice, but they also don't sponge and suck it up. There's a crunch to it.
Crunch factor.
Oh, my God. I'm a changed man. I feel like I understand my reality a lot more than I did 48 hours ago.
Wow. That's awesome that you can be redefined that late in your life. It's about something you love so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Burgers just don't ever... Not ever. I have to be in such a rare mood for a burger. Such a rare mood for a burger. And then even then, it's only very specific burgers. When I'm flying out of Terminal 2 SFO, if it's 7 in the morning, 7 at night, I'm hitting a burger joint. Burger joint burgers, amazing.
Joint.
Almost missed a flight with Jen a couple months ago because we were just eating these burgers because they're just perfect. Perfect.
Milkshake.
Good milkshakes there,
Milk
too.
Man.
They had the one downtown close to IGN. Then that went out of business and became an umami burger, which I liked, but I know you have problems with. You have problems with the umamis.
What
I was about to say, we have the comedy thing. If we didn't, I was gonna hit up G and be like, we're getting umami tonight. It's been way too long.
Have you gone to umami since the incident?
No,
The incident.
Do you remember the incident? Game Over Greggy Show listeners and want viewers?
I'll explain it to you again if you guys would like. Sure, please
do. We probably have picked up some new kids since.
The thing about the Umami Burger, if you guys aren't familiar with this, if you're not fortunate or unfortunate enough to live in a city that it has a trendy Umami Burger like we do, is that this place is a outside of the box
artisanal
burger experience. Okay. And truffle by that, burgers. I mean, yeah, they have truffle burgers. They have a hidden menu with tater tots on them. They have what they like to call a flavor profile for every one of their hamburgers. Mm-hmm. And I respect that. I do. But as a person who is on a low carb diet,
yeah,
a person who emphasizes good fats, leaner proteins, you know, yeah, it's a burger, so it's not going to be very lean. But I like to go in there and I go like, look, I don't want the bun. I don't like the feeling of carbs in my system. I don't like that dead feeling that I get afterward. I don't want the fries. Just give me protein. And can you absolutely throw some avocado on
which
top
is,
of that?
Which is, I think one of the, as Tim's discovered now, 28 years into his life somehow, the bun is probably what will make or break a burger.
Sure.
Where it is the fact that I think I've been turned off so many restaurant burgers because the buns are like that big or they're greasy with butter all over them or some shit. I'm like, ugh.
I don't like that. I don't like the, by the way, I don't like the burger that's, it's so big you can't eat it with your hand.
No, that's dumb too.
That's the thing is like, for the most part, one of the hidden side effects, good side effects of a low carb diet is that you eat everything with a fork and a knife. You get a hamburger, they can lettuce wrap it for you, but you don't have to eat it.
I'll tell you, man, every time I see you, when we're out for it and you get a burger, like when we go to Jenny's Burgers, which I think
Jenny Burger's the bomb.
It's right under Burger Joint.
Top tier.
You know what I mean? Right under Burger Joint in terms of quality. Ooh, Beeps. I haven't had Beeps in a duck's age.
Beeps is good.
Anyways, though, every time we eat burgers and you eat the burger the way you eat it, I look at you and like 9 times out of 10, I'm like, that's a better idea. I probably should have done that. Jenny's Burger, no. Beeps sometimes. Beeps burgers tend to make greasy ass buns.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's the one thing that you don't really think about when you cut out like processed carbs is that you don't really miss them that much. Mm. Right. What's the best to me? If you love the bun, don't get me wrong. That's great. And obviously French fries are what they are. They're very, very good. But if you cut those things out and you choose to just be like, hey, I'm going to put bacon on this, or I'm going to double up on the meat itself, maybe put some avocado on top of that, you still get all the flavors.
Yeah.
You just don't get that feeling of like
the conduit.
Yeah. Like, the man, I just ate a freaking giant weight.
It's the same thing. Like, I've discovered this, and I think this might fall into a Tim Gettys thing, is that, like, a sandwich? Like, I like a Portillo's Italian beef? Sure. Mm-hmm. Merrigan's chicken parm? Sure. A buffalo chicken sandwich? Of course. But outside of these very specific sandwiches, hey, you want to go to the sub shop or whatever? Nah, fuck no. I really don't, actually. Yeah. No, like, I don't want this weird turkey, lettuce, whatever the hell on there.
Because you're eating mostly bread at those things. You go to that grinder shop, you're getting that grinder bread, and it's basically just bread.
And the thing is, people gave us a lot of shit last time we said it. We're going to say it again. And now I think there's even more people on the side. Fuck sandwiches.
I think there's a lot of good sandwiches. There is a Justice League.
Peanut butter and jelly.
There is a Justice League of sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then you do have all these C-class sandwiches that are
Blue
like...
Blue Beetle,
For anyone wondering, by the way, what happened at Umami.
Like Fire, like Hawk and Dove. Yeah.
Just to finish that.
Yes, please do. Sorry. Profiles at Umami.
So I basically, long story short, is I asked them for some custom things.
And out with a team though that you had hired for an IGN shoot.
Well, it was for that tech shoot with Scott Lowe, the one that you went, we went shopping for.
That we tricked Fran into buying me clothes.
We did. And Fran, sorry about that. But they look great. They look great. Long story short is I asked them for some custom things and they said they did the one thing that I cannot stand.
I don't even think the custom thing you were like, no bun.
A side of avocado.
No bun. They're like, okay. And then you're like, yeah, side of avocado.
Yeah.
And they said
no.
Why?
Because the chef has worked in quote, this is a quote, paraphrase, but a quote. The chef has worked very hard to curate our flavor profiles for each burger, and we do not substitute anything, lest we run the risk of, you know, breaking down one of those. I don't know what the fuck they said. They basically were like, we're not going to give it to you because the chef wants it this way. Now, I respect that, but you have to understand. Yeah, it's fine. Again, with a little bit of perspective on it after 5 years, maybe I overacted a little bit, but I was like, go get your manager. And the manager came over and I was like, I just want a side of avocado. I'm willing to pay for this. And they said, no, because what you're going to put in your body, we are in charge of, or whatever the fucking stupid thing was, the flavor profile, chef player. I was like, bring out fucking Mario Batali over here. Where the fuck is your chef? Who's your chef? Have I seen him on fucking, is he on Iron Chef? He's a Master Chef guy. Who the fuck is your chef for Umami Burger? Bring him out. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him about my fucking flavor profile, the one I
and
want.
And you're amped up now. This is how amped up you were in
the
restaurant.
Amped. I was amped. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a fucking paying customer. I'm paying $18 for a hamburger. Bring me a side of fucking avocado for my hamburger. And the guy's like, we just can't do it, sir. We can't do it. If you don't like it, you can leave. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm leaving. And I am never coming back here. And unlike Starbucks, I have not been back since.
I'm telling you, man, I was
fucking hot.
At the time, if this had happened
manager
now,
pissing me off.
If this story happens now, I would have played it differently. And if I was you, I would have played it differently. But either way, what I would have done is I would have had you sit down, or if I'm you, I would have gotten up and I would have walked my ass Safeway, bought the avocado, put it in my
right
pocket. They do it and then just like cut it up and like, hey, I would have then we would have been off to the motherfucking races.
Yeah.
As I was like, excuse me, everyone. Yeah. I'm about to break umami law.
Yeah.
I hope the umami beliefs do not stop me for enjoying this avocado and this burger. Chef, fuck you.
Oh my God. I was pissed. It was just a general, it's a general pretentiousness that I don't like. Mm. And it's a general, the one fucking thing I hate about restaurants is when they act like they're doing you a favor by serving you this amazing cuisine that is way too fucking expensive with foam on it and all these flavor profiles. And I'm sure it's whatever the fuck it is. And I'm glad you went to Le Cordon Bleu and all this shit. But at the end of the day, I was tracking macros at the time. I gotta hit my fucking macros. You gotta
what's
bring
a macro? What's a macro?
Macronutrients are fat, protein and carbohydrates. Okay. Those are the three big. And I'm like, I gotta have a lot of fat today. And you guys are fucking up my schedule. We're on schedule here. And they were just like, I'm sorry, sir, with my fucking suspenders and Levi's or whatever the stupid hipster uniform is supposed to be. I'm not going to do this to you. And if I had money, by the way, God help me if I'm ever rich. It's just, it's tables getting flipped over.
Yeah.
Tables getting flipped over. Cops are being called. That's what it is. I'm making national headlines because Umami wouldn't fucking give me, they didn't want to break their precious fucking flavor profile.
It sucks. You left, but your crew stayed, right?
Oh, I told them to stay. I was like, you guys enjoy. Yeah. Well, they don't give a fuck. They got like hoisin Hawaiian. They were like, this is a good place. I'm like, yeah, the food's great.
Like, we're trying to eat.
Oh my God. If this happened in a kind of funny thing. Yeah. You keep in mind, like, right. Colin got in a fight when he worked here down at the Walk Cafe or whatever the fuck. And we've never gone back. Just like,
to be fair, that's not why we didn't go back.
I've never like, been there,
terrible.
Period.
It's probably terrible.
But I heard that. I was like, fuck
it,
these people.
Kind of sucks.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Whoa, they had nacho fries and they figured out how to make them right.
I'm just saying, like, no. Yeah, if they do that, like, we're all up. We're all out. Cool Greg's coming back later on, too, with his friends.
Look, there's never an acceptable reason to get angry with someone. And so I'm embarrassed, and I should not have done that. And I've done it a couple times,
I'm
and
so
it's not
happy
fun.
I was not there for that.
You were you've caught a couple of the other ones.
I'm happy I wasn't there for that one.
That one was, I'm playing it up. It wasn't as bad as all that. I was like, are you serious? The guy's like, yeah, we're not going to do it. I'm like, well, then cancel my order. That's basically what I said. I'm like, you guys can stay. I got to go. And I was a little pissed, but I was like, I just went to Starbucks.
You were
not
a little pissed. You were very pissed.
Because if I remember correctly, Nick, that was the same day that you then came back to IGN. And immediately, as you were coming up, Alex Solomita threw a ball at you.
I don't know if that was the same day.
I think that it was.
But that was not fun for me. But I handled that as best as you could when Alex Solomita throws a ball right at your fucking chest.
Yeah.
And I just was like, go away.
Yeah.
If I think the exact words were, get the fuck away from me right now. And he was like, and he looked at me and I looked
right
at him
away.
And he just was like, cool.
Like,
and
dropped
peaced
to the floor
out.
And he was gone.
And then I think I went outside and smoked a cigarette. Yep. And I was totally fine. I just don't like when restaurants are fucking snooty like that. Yeah. You know, snooty, snotty, snotty. I just don't like it.
You can get away with either one of them.
Either, yeah.
But that's a douche move. Just give him the fucking avocado.
But it's also like the devil's advocate to it. Don't go to a place called Umami.
But it's a chain restaurant.
Wait, don't go to a place like called Umami. What does Umami mean? I don't even know what Umami means.
It's flavor profile. Like, it's a whole, that their whole thing is flavor profile.
I don't know that. And I've gone to Umami. And I just order stuff. I'm like,
all
right.
Have you not looked at any of the menus that explain the whole, it's all about the profile. It's all about
the
taste.
I'm here to eat the fucking burger. Yep. And they got a burger there, and that's amazing. Yeah, it sucks you can't go back. I haven't gone in years.
You guys
either,
can totally go. The other thing that I don't like is I don't like that if I want a burger that's got bacon on it, it has to come with like a barbecue sauce too. I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want the extra calories of the sugar and the barbecue sauce. And I'm like, well, we're not gonna take it off for you or whatever. I'm like, well, no, then. Like, I just, it's not, restaurants in general aren't usually very copacetic with the way I eat. Like, they're not, it's very difficult for me to go to a restaurant and eat things that I deem are good for what I'm trying to accomplish nutritionally.
Sure.
It's just everything.
Is that still true nowadays? Because I feel like in the last 4 years of me, like, really eating with you all the time, it's went from like being embarrassing ordering with you to they have something named on the menu for it.
Yeah. No, I mean, like low carb eating is a generally accepted way, like high fat, high protein, low carb eating is a general accepted nutritional thing that people put up with. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm talking like when you really get in the nitty gritty of it, like the types of fats that you're supposed to be eating and like when something, if something might be fried or have oil on it, that's like a vegetable oil instead of a different type of oil. Like there are definitely things in there that, you know, everything has sugar in it no matter what you do. So it's difficult. Like you go, I'll taste a dressing on a salad and be like, this is all sugar. Why the fuck did I get this? Mm. But ultimately, I mean, go anywhere, you get fucking chicken salad with the dressing on the side. You're going to be fine. It's just,
unless you eat all the cheese, like you did Dave and Buster's that one time.
Did I do Dave and Buster's? Oh fuck. That was brutal. That was a bad idea.
Even I stopped eating all that cheese, but you went all in and then you got sick.
It was a bad idea. I threw up.
Don't do that.
I threw up deep. That was not
seeing
good.
Things I hadn't eaten since sixth grade.
Another burger I had recently, and another thing I learned about my burger taste, and I already knew this, but I wanted to confirm it.
Hella pickles.
We needed to. I'm down with pickles. I'm down with pickles.
Hell yeah.
Not too many though. Oh, God. Like they usually come. You know how sometimes there's one pickle on it. Like they make the pickles. They usually do it with chicken sandwiches for some reason.
Yeah.
The one pickle. I really like that. I feel like
you mean a long slice of pickle?
No, he means like a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, they put like two in there.
I fuck with that. I like that. It's a little something fun in the center, then you can keep going through. You know what I mean? And just remember the good times you had. But
see, that's why when I go to Jenny's Burger, I like to get the side of just pickle Jenny's chips, Burger, and then I toss more on there.
I can't do it. Jenny's Burger is in my no list, where it's like it's just a grease-a-thon. That's all that it is.
It's delicious.
Very similar to Five Guys. So last week, I was in a situation where I had to get quick food, and I was like, I'm near Five Guys. I know I don't like Five Guys, but it's been years.
Why don't I like Five Guys?
Why not? I now know. It's like it's a fucking disaster of a mess. The bun's all falling apart. It's just juice everywhere. Tastes like fucking peanuts. Everything tastes like peanuts. Yeah. I don't fuck with them peanuts, man. I don't like that. Toasty buns, not juicy.
Toasty buns, not juicy.
I just learned that they're opening up a Shake Shack in my neighborhood.
Yes, they are, Nick. Yes.
That's going to be, how close to your house is it? Because that's going to be a zoo.
Like, blocks, a few blocks.
You won't
away
be able to eat
house
there for years.
No, I know.
Doesn't matter though, because did you know there is a mac and cheese place called Mac Daddy near you?
Yeah,
where it's just mac and cheese, and we're not talking gourmet mac and cheese. No. We're talking about some fucking
hot dogs in it.
Hot dogs and Easy Mac and fucking just like you. Oh, you want hot Cheetos in that shit? We do that. You want sriracha? I'm like, yeah, I do. We do that.
Have you tried this place?
I don't know. We should.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who took you?
Me and Gio were like, one time we were trying to go to Umami, but Umami was closed.
Yeah.
Forever. In Marina.
Oh. Is it gone?
Yeah.
I think it's still there.
There was a while that when we went, it was gone.
Oh.
And I was trying to look and read into it, and I heard rumors that they're coming back. And this was six months ago. Coming back as a different Umami, because there's two types of Umami.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
so
Umami.
I think it might be a different one now. But anyways, and we saw this Mac Daddy place, and I was like,
you got to give me this
like,
one.
All right.
You got to give me this one.
It was good.
Yeah.
That place used to be a, that building is kind of cursed. Like it used to be a Japanese place, and no one was ever in there. And prior to that, I think it was another sushi place, and it was just terrible.
Oh, I give this place 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Most places in my neighborhood get that.
Fucking just these kids running it. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Like you and Alfredo running that coffee shop.
It's like, there's no way that this ends well.
Yeah.
But man, if you want macaroni and cheese, some hot dogs, some hot Cheetos, and just anything else you want on there, it's the place for you. Kevin, it's the place for you.
It definitely is the place for Kevin, but not anymore. Which leads me to my topic.
Yeah.
Being healthy.
Hmm.
Kevin is crying because today we're talking. He's back on the no carb list.
No carbs.
Because Kevin, of course.
Gucci.
I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, 4-5 days before his wedding, Kevin stopped eating carbs and lost a gajillion pounds. Like there were literal conversations I had with you, Tim, and I think you, Nick, where I think I closed the door and I was just like, Kevin's wedding's close. Do we have to talk to him? Because he had made this conversation, this deal with Paul that he's going to lose all this weight. And he was not. He was getting bigger.
What? Yeah, he was. He was ballooning. But then he was doing that on purpose, though.
And then
I know Kevin very well for a long period of time. So I know that he knows his body.
Yeah.
And so I believed in him from day one. It was more than 5 days, though.
Oh, no. I was joking about 5 days.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it was like, we were in spitting distance to this wedding in terms of people are usually like, oh, the wedding's in a year. I'm going to start losing weight.
Yeah.
And we were
shredding for the
mere
wedding.
Months away. We and close. Kevin was still like just fucking destroying beeps or whatever the hell we were eating. Mm-hmm. And I was and not knowing Kevin this well,
no.
having seen him lost weight before when he packed lunches at the spare bedroom. I was like, I know he can lose it fast, but how fast can he lose it? And he literally just flipped the light switch one day and was like, I'm done. I'm just going to eat fucking ribs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then he lost all his weight.
Rib days. They're really good.
So where are we at right now with your healthy eating?
I mean, I just started it.
Okay.
So it takes a little while. There's a process that I do.
Sure.
Where it's like a week or two of eating healthy. Then I'm going to start biking. And then about a month and a half later, I'm going to start exercising at home.
You do the P90X, isn't that what you did last time?
Just P90.
Oh, Beachbody or
the
whatever.
Beachbody, yeah. It's all through the same family of
sure.
like exercise routines. But yeah, it's nice and it keeps keeps me going.
What
did
I wanted,
you know that in the P90, one of the guys is Rabbit?
It's unfortunately there's a new P90 now and he's not in there anymore.
Who's Rabbit? So
Rabbit from Super Troopers.
Yeah. Oh. Broken Lizard.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you using the one now that has Jose Sanchez in it? Whichever one he lost all that weight on, he got to be in a video with him.
T25.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot of things going on here.
But yeah, I purposely grew out like my hair and also my beard right before shaving my beard off so I can be like, look how dramatic it is.
It worked.
Which I'm kind of doing now too.
Okay. So that's the plan again?
Yeah.
What came to be the tipping point here? Why are you doing this right now?
Well, we got prom coming up
and
I really should have started a month and a half ago.
No, you're fine. You got 3 months.
June 30th. You're
fine. Dude, you took off all that weight in like 2 months.
Yeah.
You really, I just remember thinking, like I had heard you talk about it. And I, by the way, am very sensitive to people, like whether they want to try to be healthy or not. Like I stay the fuck out of people's business because I know how hard it is and how much people can grapple with that. Mm-hmm. So I try to never force my, which is must be a ridiculous way of eating down people's throats and things like that. But Kevin was like, hey, I think I'm going to do this. Like, you know what? What does it entail? I was like, oh, it's pretty easy. Just eat mostly protein and whatever you think would be a healthy vegetable and go from there. And he was like, okay, cool. And then he went away for 2 months. And I was like, well, maybe he doesn't want to do it. And then one day I just see him eating fucking ribs and he just kept eating ribs and he just kept eating ribs. And then I was like, I shit you not. It felt like it was a week mm-hmm. where I looked at you and you were a bigger boy. And then I turned around and looked back and you were just this svelte little fucking Peruvian tiger. And you were ready
wearing
to just pounce
on
polar
bear.
Wearing
these shirts you hadn't fucking worn in years and stuff.
And I get a lot of the Death Angel shirt, which is a shirt that I've always loved.
Yeah,
I wore it here when I was I'm bouncing back up. I was bouncing back up at the time, and it was getting a little snug.
It was snug.
And boy, did you guys make fun of me.
We did.
For wearing that shirt.
Yeah, we did.
Pieces of shit.
But it was funny. We had some good jokes about it.
Oh, we sure did. We all enjoyed that.
No, I didn't. This topic isn't about you. I brought it up because I'm eating healthier.
Good.
And I've been doing that for a long time, right? A long time ago at IGN, there came a point where I just was like, you know what I really like? Yogurt parfaits. Mm-hmm. Just granola and yogurt. I'm going to eat that every day for breakfast. And then without anything else, people were like, man, you're losing weight. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess when I'm not eating the fucking Ironside breakfast burrito 3 days a week and a bagel every other day, mm-hmm. you just, oh my God, that burrito saved my life so many times hungover. It's not dark on purpose, but like, post chemo, oh my God.
I was always
a bottomless pit, and that thing was so fucking good. I always felt bad. True story about the Ironside breakfast burrito. Always felt extremely bad for Audrey Drake because she sat across from me, I think, during that chemo time. And I would just be like, oh, wow. Just like destroying this thing. Like fucking chorizo grease and like guac all over my hands.
Yeah.
And she's just like trying to review DS games over there. Anyways, I digress. Anyways, I did that for a long time. And then it's a weird thing when you start seeing a little bit of a result. Because I've never done this, eat well or exercise, because I ride the bike to work every day. Or try to, not every day. I've never done it because, hey, I want to lose weight. And this is a conversation I feel because, obviously, a long time ago, the Team Fat stuff, we used to always do this and joke around about it, blah, 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 blah. And like, I feel like it's an honest conversation that I've never really had, right? Of like, you know, like, recently on Twitter, at PAX East, we're doing the first annual Kind of Funny Wing Ding BYOW, Bring Your Own Wing. Andrea is on the panel. She tweeted in response when I put it out of like, oh man, can we go running the day of so we feel guilty? And somebody else responded, he's the king of Team Fat. President of Team Fat. What are you talking about? And she says, he's fake. He's actually Team Salad. Because I eat a salad pretty much every day for lunch here. Huh?
Listen.
But again, it's not a fitness thing. Okay, that's my thing about it. Where it's very similar to when Colin and I would talk about it, when he'd run the elliptical and I'd ride the bike. Is honestly, it's just so you can eat shitty later on and not feel terrible about it. But like, the yogurt thing started, then I started doing the salad thing, because once I sacrificed one meal where I'm like, I like this and it's fine, like, oh, and I'm seeing results, why not do another one and then eat whatever the fuck I want for dinner? Mm-hmm. And then when we were at the old place and we started working here and I threw the bike in, that's where I lost like dramatic weight, mm-hmm. where people were like, oh my God, you're really skinny. And again, it wasn't at all. What I found for all of this is it's not me trying to lose weight. It's, of course, healthy decisions. I'd like to live longer. Sure. You know what I mean? I'm in love now. But it's more the fact that I love the yogurt parfait. I love a good salad, as I've said from the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And I love riding the bike. I've tried different renditions of it, right? When Jen moved here and we moved in together in a new place, I stopped riding the bike because it's busy. It was convention season. We just got married, a million other excuses, all these different things. I had to take a new route that I hadn't taken the time to actually flesh out. How uphill is it? Yada, yada, yada. Fuck off about it. So then it was like, oh, fuck. The shirts I've bought, these collared shirts, are getting tighter. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, I need to. I liked where I was going without trying, but now I'm going to have to try. And so there were a few, like, Jen's like, all right, well, you know, we went out and we did like the gym for a while. And we did that for a few weeks. And I was like, I don't like this. Like, and it's not even like, it's similar to a haircut. I feel like I'm wasting my time. I'm not accomplishing anything. This sucks. And so then we just stopped doing it. But then it was, January, when we came back from everything after like eating like fucking assholes in fucking Vermont and all in Chicago.
You guys went deep.
It was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to get back to riding. And again, not a New Year's resolution, not anything. But it's because I legitimately enjoy riding the bike. Like, it's fun. And so that's the thing now where I'm back on track with usually yogurt or like a smoothie now Jen makes in the mornings, a salad for lunch, unless it's like, you know, even like what I've been doing now is like when we order pizza on stream days or whatever, I'll fucking crush a slice or two, some wings, and then have a salad as well. Mm-hmm. And then whatever I want for dinner, but then also having the bike in there. And so even yet, like, it comes from yesterday looking in the mirror and like seeing results again, where I was like, oh, hey, this shirt looks way better on me than it. I'm getting back to where I was. Not that that's the goal though, if that makes sense. I enjoy the yogurt and I like, the days we run here are busy as fuck, and the last thing I want to think about is anything. So when it is, like, I bought like 30 Clif bars the other day, which I know you don't like, that aren't great for you, but they're better for me than the bagel down the street or whatever the fuck I'm doing, for the most part, correct?
It depends.
Okay. I think they're better for me, so whatever. Yeah. But again, it's just there. It's just food I can grab and eat and be done with it, not have to worry about it. In the same way, it's a smoothie, it's a salad, and I'm done, I have to worry about it. And like now when we go out or something, it's just, if for lunch, it's just so easy to be like, oh, just give me salad. Just be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you're describing, which I think is probably a big key to living, in my opinion, a fairly healthy life, is that you're developing what you would perceive as good habits.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that's one of the hardest things to do. But once you like, I just got an email from a guy that I follow who's been on Rogan's podcast and a bunch of other podcasts called Chris Kresser. And he's a guy that talks about functional medicine. He's a doctor. He's an MD.
Why did he email
you? I'm on his mailing list.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a personal. Like, hey,
No. He emails just inspirational or small tips, things like that. Gotcha. Obviously his approach to medicine, and this is real medicine, is to try to approach it from a, okay, so if you're a diabetic, like what's really causing that is the fact that you know, is it a genetic thing? Is it the fact that your sugar intake is too high and can we knock that out with nutrition, things like that, where he's trying to address the base root of the problem, not just give you a pill or insulin that's going to help you out with that, right?
Sure.
And so in that regard, that's why I like to support that guy, because I really think that there's a lot that can be done with nutrition that we're just not doing, largely because people view it as a willpower issue. People say, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution to eat better. And then a month later, you're not fucking doing that anymore. Right. And the reason is he emailed this out the other day, and I thought it was actually a really interesting and very poignant piece of information, was that a lot of people, what people perceive as willpower is actually just for instance, athletes that just go and work out all the time. And you're like, that dude must have willpower of steel. No. He has set himself up, or he or she has set themselves up to have good habits to the point where every day they don't even think about it. They just go to the gym same time, right? And maybe it's they're just on autopilot, where it doesn't take that tremendous amount of self-talk to get you through the doors of the gym. You're just like, no, I just know at 5:30 every day I leave work and I go to the gym.
Yeah, if you can have a schedule.
That's just the way
it
goes, right?
Like, that's the thing with the bike riding, where it's like when I wake up and it's raining or like tomorrow I'm going straight from here to the airport to Dice. It's like, oh, fuck, I can't ride the bike tomorrow.
Right.
Like, that sucks and it throws off.
Yeah, you could go to the gym at the hotel and ride the bike if you wanted to.
Yeah, but again, that's where it gets weird, is like, again, I hated the gym, I think, because what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. Whereas the bike is, I'm getting to work and not spending money on an Uber or right. not having to be stuck on a fucking Muni or whatever. Like, there's a, it's exercise, sure, but it's more, I love riding bikes. And remember, I've told this story, I think, on the podcast where, like, I hadn't ridden a bike since fucking right before high school. Like, I could ride to junior high. So through eighth grade, I rode all the time. Then forgot about it for high school. And then when Jen and I went to our, like, whatever you want to call it, like our second major date or whatever, but our weekend away in Chicago, like, we rented bikes and I was riding around Lake Michigan. I was like, I forgot that I fucking love this and came back and immediately bought a bike.
Dope.
Yeah. That's great. And so, like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not doing it because of X, Y, and Z.
Well, I think you're doing it because it makes you feel better, which is good.
Yeah. Well, I definitely feel like when I get here, I'm in a better headspace.
Yeah. Well, you're obviously like, exercise is great for releasing endorphins, and it's giving you a shot of all the good feel good hormones that your body needs. And you get here and you're like, oh, this is very good. Well, it's very, by the way, a great tip for if you have a lot of anxiety, being able to exercise heavily 2 to 3 days a week will help with that. It'll help you just kind of, it'll curb.
Well,
that
it just clears your head, yeah. right? Like, I feel like I get here in a more mellow state than when if I'm ramped up and I'm on my phone, I'm already in the emails, I'm already worried about this Twitter, something's gone wrong.
I'm never more calm.
I don't
calm.
Know any of the problems till I get here.
I'm never more calm than when I leave the gym or when I leave jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like, when I walk out of that door, I'm like, partially jiu-jitsu because it's really hard to do. And so once you're done, you're like, nothing I'm going to face tonight is going to be that hard. It's like as hard as like fighting, literally getting into a fight with five people.
You got to go.
I do have to go in a little bit, but it's a good conversation.
Just make sure.
But I wanted to put one more point out there is like the same habits that you build with working out, by the way, you can apply to your diet. And so if you are following a specific nutritional plan, maybe it's a calorie restriction plan, or maybe it's like a ketogenic diet, like closer to what I'm on, you can get yourself in the habit of only putting the foods in your house that support that. And I think that's incredibly important. A lot of people, when you go to the store, they just go to the store and kind of willy-nilly throw things into the basket based on what they want to do.
The whims.
When I go to the store, I go to Trader Joe's and I know exactly what I'm getting on each aisle and I know exactly what I'm avoiding on each aisle based off of what I perceive to be healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not, maybe it is. I don't know.
That's Gia too. That's why, like, no carbs in my household at all.
That's great.
Everything we eat is just chicken breast or, like, vegetables, and it's all the right oils, with the exception of the Cheetos. Mm-hmm. That's it. But, yeah, every meal she makes is Whole30 and all that stuff by default. It's not like that's the goal. It's just that's just how she eats.
Well, you talk about it, too. Like, that's why you went off soda and stuff, right? Like, you were trying to make better decisions.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I know myself. I am addicted to drinking things, so replacing it with water is, like, definitely a huge step for me. And
yeah.
It's like, I don't have the same metabolism I had. My body gave up in it on myself probably like 4 years ago. Yeah. And it's like, that sucks, but it's just the truth of it. And I feel like I've never broken through that moment of it feeling good and making sense. Every time I try to run, every time I try to work out at all, it hurts. And like, I don't push through that point of it not hurting anymore.
Yeah.
And so then that's where it's like difficult for me. It's like, you talking about, then you get to work and you feel good. Anytime I've like done push-ups or whatever, like the fucking, you know, the nerd workout where it's like, I'm just going to do a little of this. Then I come to work and I can barely lift my fucking computer.
Well, you have to be. But
can't open the lid of the laptop.
Seriously, like, oh, like, honestly, that's how I feel. My legs are really, like mush.
That's something that I've really learned in the past year working out with Yusuf, which is that a lot of people can't just jump into it. You do really have to have a plan where you're like, if you're going to start lifting weights, you can't just go out there and put 300 pounds in a squat rack and try to do it. You're not gonna be able to walk for the next week. Mm-hmm. You got to slowly ramp it up and slowly train your body to get ready for that shock of doing either full body weight exercises or heavy weightlifting, because a lot of people, you just don't do it. It's the same with anything else. Like, you look at people who are jacked, right? Guys like Hugh Jackman, guys like all these celebrities that see. And more often than not, you see these people have a long lineage of athleticism starting from maybe even before they were in junior high of doing this sport or doing whatever the thing is. And so their bodies are conditioned to work out. And so, yeah, they might take a year off or 6 years off or whatever, but somewhere deep down in that muscle memory is your muscles remember, like, hey, I used to do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this again. And you can work back up to that way easier than if you're just starting out. So start small, start with stuff that makes you feel good. Start with stuff that you enjoy doing and have a plan going into it. Mm-hmm. But I always stand by the fact that if you only have time for one, and I don't think you should only have one, but if you can only have space in your brain for one, your diet is the more important of the two. Diet and sleep. Make sure you're getting a lot of sleep. But diet specifically is, if you pay attention, like, for instance, if you ever wanted to, if you went low carb, I bet you would lose a lot of weight.
Sure.
And I bet you would enjoy it. And it's everything. I bet if you just did a couple tweaks to your chicken wing recipe, you would still enjoy everything you ever want to eat.
Yeah.
You just can't have the poutine fries with the other thing.
Sure.
And I bet you would see huge gains.
Well, I mean, when Jen and I have talked about this, right, is that so pre her moving here and us getting married, when it was that we had this office space, riding the bike, doing the yogurt, eating a salad, I'd come home and the meals I would cook for myself, again, not because I'm being healthy, it's easy and delicious, would be I'm having a steak and a veg, and I'm having a chicken breast and things. And that was all part of it, again, losing the weight, right? When she moved here, we both are so excited to be together that it was cooking to impress each other.
Sure.
And you've seen the photos we put up where it was lavish meals and there are cars. We're now back to, we've reset to, all right, cool, let's be, you know, we're going to do that. Like, we had the MIGs over, like, we cooked awesome stuff. But otherwise, it is very basic, you know what I mean? And it is meat and a veg. It is this. And it's rare that, like, carbs are super introduced, but then there is a pizza night or there is.
I'm not as stringent on the diet as I should be, right? Like, there are multiple times at night where I'm like, I'm anxious and nervous and I'm just going to fucking eat a ton of cheese or whatever. And I know I'm not, this is way too many calories. And
cheese
I do. No, cheese isn't a carb, but you still on a certain level have to, you have to track calories. I can't go and eat 5,000 calories with the cheese and expect that I'm going to get the results that I want. In fact, I shouldn't be eating dairy at all, but I stopped drinking Diet Coke, and it's funny how when you stop doing one vice, another vice just like creeps in the back door. And it's like, hey buddy, I'm here. I'm on the couch with you hanging out. So I've like,
you owe yourself a reward.
There
was a moment about a year ago where you switched over to adding cream to your, cream to the coffee. Yeah. And I was like, well, this is the least Nick thing ever. You used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you switched over to just the black. And then why'd you add it back in?
It's when I stopped drinking Diet Coke where I was like, I need something that tastes different than just coffee. I needed to throw something else in there. Plus, there's a part of my brain that, and some people in the keto community will talk about dairy and talk about the fat of dairy. And sometimes some people say it's good, some people say it's bad. So in my brain, I'm like, I do need a few extra calories. So I'll put some half and half in there that has, you know, fats in it. It's not the best fat, but it is fat in it. So it'll keep the old brain going. But ultimately it's just for taste and texture. Cause most of the iced coffee at Starbucks is so harsh that if I drink more than one of them in a day, I start getting like weird stomach pains. So I'll throw some half and half in there to dilute it a little bit. Being honest with myself, like, I'm not nearly as strict as I should be on any sort of paleo or keto diet. And I think about that all the time especially when we start doing stuff like the Jackmanoff, and I want to get a meal plan together where I can do it for 30 days. And that's similar to the Whole 30, but something more in line with paleo, which Whole 30 kind of is. And I want to do it from March 1st to March 30th. And just doing a reset and seeing what that does for me. Because I've got an extra like 15 pounds on me that I want to lose of fat before I can actually, I want to get down to 15% body fat. And right now, for context, I'm about 19%, but that's a big jump. 4% body fat, especially when you're underneath 20, it's hard. It's not easy to do.
Gotcha.
So that's my goal for the immediate future. I'm not setting like a target date for that or anything.
Sure.
I've given myself the goal of in this year to figure that fucking shit the fuck out. I want to tell everyone out there that, like, honestly, the biggest gains I've seen in my life were from nutrition. Working out's great, and you absolutely need it. It is absolutely an essential component of healthy living, for not the least of which is great for your brain. It keeps you fucking exactly what you're talking about, right? You have a hard ride, you get in here, you're like, you can just deal with stresses better.
Yeah.
You sleep better and your body recovers and it's good. And then if you can put good nutrients in it again, you just feel better in your overall elevated state of being. But if you're like, I fucking hate working out, and you're using that as an excuse to not be healthy, or maybe you're like, I'm going to work out once and eat whatever the fuck I want.
That's what's been interesting. I feel about what I talked about earlier, right? Where, oh, well, the yogurt thing. Okay. Well then, I'll have a salad. Like, you know, like, one healthy decision begets a healthy decision, which I had heard before. Right. But then when I wasn't riding the bike here, and it would, oh, fucking, you give me a breakfast sandwich from Starbucks. And then it would be like, oh, it's lunchtime. It's like, all right, yeah, I didn't pack it today. Let's go out and I'm going to get whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
pizza. It was like, it just domino effects, like what it is one way or the other in terms of how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
By the point, you know, when it gets to, well, I rode the bike and had a smoothie today. Yeah, of course I'm going to sacrifice lunch.
Yeah, I'm going to get
I've already come this far. Why would I fuck this up now and do that? You know what I mean? And like the other day when we did the Monster Hunter stream. No. We did some stream or something. We ordered pizza and I rode the bike home and it was like, oh Jesus, I didn't even eat that much pizza, but fuck, this is not the fuel I need right now to get going over here.
I mean, the version for me of that is like when I drink soda now, it like pains me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I need to drink a water after the soda. Yeah, you like, taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're parched.
One of the guys that trains George St. Pierre is the guy, he owns a gym called TriStar out, and I believe it's in Montreal. His name's Faraz Zahabi, I think, or Zahibi. Zahabi, I think. Really good trainer. He's been working with ultimate like UFC fighters for a long time, specifically George St. Pierre. But I watch a lot of his videos, and he talks about building momentum in your life. And I think that's a really good way of looking at it, yeah. Right? Which is when you think about building momentum for something, right? You think about maybe spinning a ball around you, right? You sure. start slow. You don't immediately go to like, hey, I expect this to be 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You pick it up and you start slow and you start spinning and you start spinning. And eventually you've got that thing to the point where it's where you want it. But that's how I look at a lot of things, right? It's because every life is weird. It puts obstacles in your
way.
Every life is weird. But life is weird, right? It puts obstacles in your way. And every once in a while, you're like, I'm fucking doing great. And then thing happens and you stop.
Sure.
And then that's when I usually, that's the gut check moment for me where I'm like, okay, am I going to let this derail me for a month? Or am I going to just think, hey, this is a reset. We just stopped, turned the engine off for a second. And now we got to get back in the fucking car and start this whole thing over and start to build a little momentum. Yeah. And for me, it's that's when you have to rely on those good habits where you're like, it's not hard for me to walk in a gym anymore. For me, if you were like, Nick, you're going to go in the gym for 3 hours and lift as heavy as you've ever lifted before and you're going to fucking sweat and you might pass out, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll be there at 3. Yeah. And I'll be there at fucking 3. There will be no issues whatsoever. I've driven up to Larkspur multiple times to hang out with Yusuf throughout the weeks just because he's been off work. Now he's not anymore. But because I've been doing that for 10 years.
I imagine.
And now I finally have someone who can really help me do it. And it's super fun.
The way you talk about it and the way Yusuf looks, I'd imagine when he works out, he is like The Rock, right? Where he's got the big chains hanging over his like fucking torn ass body and he's got the tank top on.
He has, he lifts a lot of weight and he does it with great form. He has some back issues that I think stop him every once in a while from really kind of getting back to where he used to be in his 20s, in his teens, I should say, and like when he was in college.
When he came out of the womb.
Yeah, when he just came out and deadlifted his mom and his beard throughout. Yeah. But no, he really, I mean, he's an impressive guy. He's an impressive guy from just, he loves the sport of lifting. He loves the art of training. He loves, like, he's a certified trainer. He loves the idea of you can get 5 to 10 more pounds up on your max rep or on your personal record if you just keep your back straight and have proper form. Things like that really are the things that he thinks about. And it's really cool if you can find someone in your life that can help you out with it, like I found him. It's great because then all of a sudden you 6 months later, you can see the videos on my Instagram of me lifting more than I've ever lifted in all of the major exercises that we do, which are deadlift, squat, bench, and shoulder press. And it's like, I mean, I'm just like, okay, I put it up. That's awesome. And what's great about that is I look better because I've got a little more muscle on me, which makes me feel better. And then when I go to do things like jiu-jitsu, because I have a little more strength, I'm able to do a little bit better in that. And I'm able to have a little bit more confidence, which helps my technique and helps me try stuff that I normally wouldn't do. Cause I'm like, well, I know I could just probably like, I can probably muscle my way out of this. If I've really had to. And so that's like, you were talking about like good habits beget good habits, right? Because I go to the gym means when I go home, like I'm not going to eat like shit. I'm going to eat good.
Yeah.
Eat something that I think that I deem healthy on this meal plan that I have and then I want to stop eating by 10 and turn all the lights off and stop drinking caffeine by 5 so that I can go to sleep so that I can be energetic for when I want to go to the gym tomorrow or when I want to go do comedy and the gym or whatever. It's just about building those just step by step by step by step, those that momentum so that you get to a point where you're like, I've gone to the gym for 5 weeks straight and
wow,
I'm
that
on the last rung of my belt. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You know.
All right. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Game Over Greggy Show each and every week. 4, sometimes 3, sometimes 2. Best friends gather on this table. Each bring a random topic of discussion for your amusement. I really like the two fists there.
Yeah,
that was good.
I liked
that
it
was
too.
Really
it was
good.
A little something different.
If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get each and every episode early, whether you watch it live for just $1 or pay a few more bucks to get it as one big MP3 or one big video. If you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. Remember, it posts the following Friday. 1 week later on youtube.com/kindoffunny for free and your enjoyment. Good luck, Nick. Break a leg. There's that. Said all that stuff. PSVR show is going. Other stuff's happening. We're going to do the post show now.
Yeah.
That's cool. You can get that on Patreon.
Fun stuff.
We're going to watch.